This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It could be a landmark ruling defining a presidency.
I believe that the court will uphold the entire law.
Optimistic Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen on health care reform. Republican Senator Ron Johnson says,
what I hope happens is the Supreme Court rules the law unconstitutional.
We'll find out in 3 hours.
They're going to rule on whether or not they have jurisdiction in the case at this point. If they decide they do, they're going to go ahead and decide whether they like the individual mandate, the part of it that compels people to buy health insurance, to join these exchanges. If they don't keep it in place, especially, there's the severability part of this, which decides whether or not other parts of the law will stand or fall.
Fox's Steve Centani outside the Supreme Court. The standoff over Fast and Furious comes to a head in the House today. Eric Holder may become the first attorney general ever held in contempt of Congress. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Well, the vote will come unless both sides reach a last-minute deal, something the attorney general recently said is still possible.
The proposal that we have made is still there. The House, I think, has to consider now with the leadership what they will do.
Most House Democrats say they'll vote no. Coincidentally, the National Rifle Association says it's keeping score of the vote. It believes the White House wants to use Fast and Furious as an excuse to tighten gun control laws. Now, the White House claims executive privilege in not releasing more documents to the House, Dave.
The Rich, House and Senate leaders are finalizing an agreement to renew a highway bill and to prevent some federal student loan rates from doubling. It's burning out of control in Colorado Springs, a wildfire that has more than 30,000 evacuees in fear that their homes could burn down.
Kind of scary. My kids don't know what to think about it, and they're having trouble sleeping at night.
Crews barely have a handle on all the flames. It's estimated some 300 houses have burned so far. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas.
Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm a teacher, and my kids keep me going all day. My feet needed help. I was using a gel insole when I heard about the ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle Insole.
Only the 2-ounce Miracle is made with custom-forming VitaFoam to keep your feet steady and comfortable. The 2-ounce Miracle insoles conform to the unique shape of your feet, just like custom orthotics. Plus, they cushion and support your feet for amazing comfort.
The lightweight 2-ounce Miracle insoles really help my feet.
Try the ProFoot 2-ounce Miracle insole, available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and other fine stores.
Our news and your comments. WTAW.com gives you a chance to talk back. Click over and let us know. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. And be sure to visit bestofthebrasses.com to find out how you can vote for the Brasses Valley's best sandwiches. Blue Baker.
Over the last few years, the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition has helped thousands of guys lose stubborn fat, build lean muscle, and increase youthful stamina. Despite the success, our scientists remain hard at work pursuing the supplement industry's next great youth energy and weight loss enhancer. After much research, we're excited to announce the release of our newest, most potent Charger Pack yet, the Charger Test Pack. Featuring a brand new testosterone-infused formula, the new Charger Test Pack is supercharged to offer men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Increase energy and stamina. Increase muscle tone and get lean. Increase testosterone and libido with the new Charger Test Pack, available only at Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
You're a busy parent that struggles to take time off to get your kids from school to their orthodontic appointment and back to school again. Would you like a solution? Dr. Elms and his team are now offering a free service to shuttle students from school to their appointments and back again. The Dr. Elms Orthomobile travels to Bryan and College Station schools to save busy parents precious time. Dr. Elms Orthodontics, straight teeth and straight to school. Call 693-6300 or visit online at drelms.com.
Pulling off the perfect wedding isn't easy, but when you do, you want everyone to know. Share the amazing pictures from your big day and those special details that made your wedding unforgettable. Submit your real wedding today at BrazosValleyBride.com.
Normandy Tractor, known throughout the area for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your tractor and utility vehicle needs. Normandy Tractor and Kubota, offering the industry's only utility vehicles with factory cab with air conditioner and heater. Gas and diesel models, manual or hydraulic dump beds, and now's the time to buy with Normandy Tractor's Manager Special. Get the new Kubota RTV 400 UTV 4x4 with automatic transmission for only $7,399. Less $400 cash rebate is yours for $69.99. This Manager Special price includes freight, setup, and a full tank of fuel. Or you could finance your Kubota RTV 400 UTV with zero down payment, 0% financing for 60 months at only $124 per month. Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. See us at normandytractor.com and be sure to vote for Normandy Tractor in this year's Best of the Brazos. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy staff has answers for all things about swimming pools, whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200. For the Pool Guy.
Join Waldenbrook Estates, an independent retirement community, for a summertime easy living brunch Thursday, June 28th at 10 a.m. As a retirement community, we're well known for unmatched hospitality and great food. So join us for brunch, where you can discuss with Waldenbrook's leadership team the many benefits we provide. It's the summertime easy living brunch, June 28th at 10 a.m. RSVP to 888-830-2045. That's 888-830-2045. And vote Waldenbrook Estates for best of the Brazos Valley. Waldenbrook Estates. We're living life for less.
WTAW News Time, 607, 75 degrees right now at the studios. Hot today, upper 90s for a high. The heat index over 100 once again. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news, brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary season with the Midtown Men, Carol Burnett, Pride and Prejudice, and much more. Go to mscopus.org. A special meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents on Friday includes two action items. In addition to finalizing the agreement for an A&M law school, Regents will consider giving President Bowen Lofton the authority to hire a new athletic director. A&M spokesman Jason Cook says there will not be an announcement of an athletic director following the Regents meeting, and there is no comment on the specifics of the search. As for the law school, Chancellor John Sharp doesn't expect any challenges from other public universities when the proposal goes before the Higher Education Coordinating Board.
I remember having discussions with Frank Irwin, the old chairman of the board of University of Texas years and years ago, and I remember he wasn't too keen about the idea, but haven't heard those kind of arguments in a very long time.
Friday's Regents meeting starts at 2 p.m. with an executive session and will be conducted by conference call. U.S. House and Senate are reportedly ready to agree on a one-year extension of continuing the college student loan rate at 3.4%.
Well, that's what I hear, but I'll believe it when I see it.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the government needs to get out of the student loan business.
If you remember, that was part of the president's takeover of health care. That was one of the gimmicks they used to fund it, was by having the student loan program federalized to pay for Obamacare. We need to put it back into the private hands.
Flores believes if student loans were in the private sector, interest rates would be around 3%. A Texan and one of Eric Holder's sharpest critics is turning up the heat on the embattled U.S. Attorney General.
Senator John Cornyn joined 30 other GOP senators in calling for a congressional investigation if Holder does not name a special counsel to investigate recent national security leaks to the media. The state's junior senator says the U.S. attorneys Holder has named are anything but independent.
Political appointees are tasked with doing the investigation and reporting to guess who? Eric Holder.
Cornyn has already called on Holder to resign because of the fast and furious gun trafficking sting. Chuck Martin, TSNU.
Unscheduled park maintenance will take place in Bryan this summer.
Removing dead trees as a protective measure for our residents and also for the users of the parks. We ask that you please excuse the mess for a while as we clean it up. Tanglewood Park alone has over 50 dead trees, so get all the free firewood you want while you can, I guess.
Interim City Manager Keen Register says a private contractor has been hired for the tree removal at Tanglewood at a cost of more than $5,000. Register says no one has recommended replacing the trees. So why in the world is it so hot this early in the summer? State climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at Texas A&M says the current heat wave is connected to Tropical Storm Debbie, which is dumping rain in Florida.
Winds blowing from the northeast across Texas, which prevents the air from being cooled by the Gulf of Mexico.
He says it's not an indication we're in for a super hot summer, but he is worried the drought is creeping back in, although he says the wildfire danger is not as great as last year because there's less stuff out there to burn. A Houston man who claimed he used the state's Castle Doctrine law to break up a noisy party gets 40 years in prison.
46-year-old Raul Rodriguez claims he was afraid for his life when he took a gun to his neighbor's house to break up a loud party. An altercation ensued and Rodriguez shot and killed his 36-year-old neighbor. Even though Rodriguez claimed Texas law permitted the shooting, a jury disagreed.
Texas does allow you to stand your ground, but in this particular case, somebody brought a gun to a loud music fight, and that was looked at to be a little too aggressive.
Texas defense attorney Pete Schulte says the jury viewed this as vigilante justice. Rodriguez, a former firefighter, was sentenced to 40 years. Austin York, TSN News.
And an Austin man could get the death penalty after a Travis County grand jury issued a capital murder indictment in the April shooting of a police officer. Brandon Daniel was indicted Wednesday in the April 6th shooting death of Austin Police Senior Officer Jaime Padron. A spokesman for the Travis County District Attorney's Office says there's been no decision whether to seek the penalty. The 40-year-old Padron was killed inside a North Austin Walmart after responding to a call about 2:30 in the morning about a man causing a disturbance. WTAW News Time coming up on 6:12, 75 degrees right now. Look at news brought to you by MSC Opus. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woman, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mscopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40. Shine on.
Amish Furniture for Generations has moved to their new location. That's right. Amish Furniture is now on Boonville Road, just down from Kroger. You'll still find all the beautiful, detailed, handcrafted solid wood pieces that make furniture into heirlooms. And you can still receive 10% off custom orders right now. Stop by and check out the new location of Amish Furniture for Generations, 2703 Boonville Road, just past Kroger. Look for the big maroon Amish truck or give Kent a call at 260-5050.
Hey, it's 613, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years, called Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Rather uncomfortable across the region the next several days, but much of the central United States is going to be baking. Fortunately for us, we're actually going to cool off just a tiny little bit. Sunshine 95 to near 100 today. Overnight clear 75 to 80. We'll have sun during the day tomorrow, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night clear 75 to 80 degrees. Saturday clouds roll in, so will some showers and thunderstorms. High Saturday 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, Texas A&M has an Olympian, and she's in the swimming pool. Bria Larson finished first and won the 100-meter Olympic trials last night, and she is headed to London in the 100-meter breaststroke. We'll talk about that. The Bombers lose their second straight home game. We got some more Olympic news, and we'll expand on that story about the Texas A&M AD search. All that and more coming up in sports.
So I got Rob is supposed to think we'll feel better because other people are baking also. Is that it? We're sharing in the misery?
Well, you know, it produces a great smell.
Yeah.
When everyone bakes?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like fresh from the oven.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, this morning, it is an embarrassment of riches to begin the show.
Really?
I don't know where to start.
Just step off the board,
yeah,
man.
Just jump right in.
Yeah,
A man tried to rob a Lowe's home improvement warehouse store in Kissimmee,
Florida,
mm-hmm. holding a pair of scissors to the clerk's throat. But the clerk, aided by customers, not only overpowered the robber, they were able to chase him from the store. So there he goes running. He goes across the street and hops over a brick wall, thinking he's gotten away.
Until?
Wasn't much help because he found out that he was, he was now in the midst of a clothing optional resort.
Oh, my. Oh, and he will stand out.
And he was violating the rules.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Michael J. Hodges, Jr., allegedly pulled a knife when surrounded by responding sheriff's deputies, was arrested at gunpoint. I mean, dang nabbit of all the luck.
I was going to say, he literally brought a knife to a gunfight at that point.
That's right. True.
But, I mean,
yeah.
Who'd have thought? Who'd have thought? And then there's the story of...
Was he frisked?
There's the story of Dave Kendall. And Dave drives a van. Yeah.
He was frisked very slowly by one of the resident old men.
No, frisk me back. No, quit it.
See if you got a gun right here. Dave, how about here?
Quit it. Dave Kendall.
That was Chase, not me.
Yeah. Dave Kendall drives a van for the Church of Christ Within. That's what it's called, the Church of Christ Within, in Stockton, California. His job is to give rides to people who can't afford regular transportation.
Stockton, California, that's about to file for bankruptcy?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, and again, it's Stockton, California, even if they weren't going to file for bankruptcy. Two men ask for a ride to the county jail so that they could visit an inmate there. Well, Kendall let them in. He said, that's fine, but you'll have to wait until I give this other person a ride to their destination. Well, those two didn't like that idea very much, so they punched Dave a few times in the head and grabbed his keys and drove off. Police went to the jail.
Yeah.
Where they said they were going.
Oh, and found them there, huh?
Yeah, there were.
All right.
Men of their words, so to speak.
There you go.
Yeah, that's all we wanted it for.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
But again, smart on so many counts, and they live in Stockton, California.
Uh-huh. That's our first problem.
Yeah, it's true. The train, a plane, a bus. It'd be our version of Orange, Texas, probably.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'm saying.
Sorry, RC.
Yeah.
Whether at work or play, your trucks and equipment take a beating every day. Make them last with Rhino Lining Protective Coatings. If you're investing in a new truck or just looking to add life to your existing truck, trailer, RV, and equipment, Rhino Linings is a proven solution. The new Rhino Extreme Coating offers superior resistance against chemical, rust, and corrosion, as well as durable impact resistance to withstand those heavy loads. If you want an industrial-strength truck bed liner, go extreme. Get yours today at Texas Custom Outfitters on Highway 6 in Navasota. Call for more info, 936-870-3009.
Whether you want to live in town or live in the country, or whether you just want to have a piece of land to call your own, Brenham National Bank has been working with our friends and neighbors to make their dreams come true. Right from the time you discover that special place till you move into the home you dreamed about, Brenham National Bank can help you make those dreams come true. Give us a call and ask for Susie. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. We make banking fun.
Hey, there you go. 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's June the 28th. It is. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
Today is National Handshake Day.
Oh, okay.
Not World Handshake Day. That was last week.
Yeah.
And we were, well, I didn't let you guys know about that. But anyway.
So does that mean you have to shake hands rather than fist bump or elbow bump or chest bump, whatever they bump?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I know there's probably a national handshaking society that's trying to...
I prefer a nice, long, awkward hug.
Yes, with three backslaps.
No, without the backslap.
Without
see,
the backslap,
then it becomes awkward.
Then it's awkward.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
As Jim Gaffigan says, you know, just wrap your arms around and say, this feels right.
Hot buckets.
Okay. All right, birthdays. Mel Brooks is 86 years old, the comedian, the director. He's you just can't go listing everything he's done. Blazing Saddles, the producers, all of that kind of stuff.
I don't understand why they show Blazing Saddles on cable television, because they censor the very thing that Mel Gibson was lampooning.
Yeah, they really do.
That's right. Yeah.
Mel Brooks, not Mel Gibson.
Mel Brooks.
But do it again. That was an interesting Freudian slip there.
It really was.
John Cusack, the actor, he's been in a lot of things. He's got a sister named Joan who's an actress also. He's 46 years old. Actress Kathy Bates is 64 years old today.
She did a show called Harry's Law that we enjoyed for a couple of years.
Yeah, but it's canceled now, I believe.
But just,
isn't it?
Yeah, but did comedy as well as... And she and James Caan get along well.
Uh-huh.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Tied him to the bed.
Yeah. There you go. Actor Bruce Davidson turns 66 years old today. And actress Mary Stuart Masterson turns 46 years old. Gil Bellows was on Ally McBeal. He's 45 years old. Country singer and former American Idol contestant Kelly Pickler turns 26 years old today. And Jessica Hecht, not Ann Hecht, I guess maybe this is her sister, is 47 years old today. She's an actress also. John Elway's birthday is today, the Broncos former quarterback and now an executive with the Broncos.
Who, you know, actually they thought was going to play professional baseball.
Yeah.
And he
changed
his mind there.
Yeah, there you go.
Seemed to work out pretty well.
Yeah. He's 52, and that's all I got.
That's all we got.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This president is declaring that the U.S. government has the right to, you know, and he gets to pick and choose because they leaked it. He decides who gets killed with a drone strike. You know, how could Obama, you know, lacerate Bush for using enhanced interrogation of three terrorists who survived the ordeal, elicited information that saved many lives, and yet he's bragging about giving a green light to killing people overseas without the benefit of a trial, Mr. President. You know, the point is obvious. Obama's a person who has broken one promise after another, one commitment after another, one pledge after another. And for him, I tell you, like a lot of liberals, it's the ends justifies the means. Truth is based not on any objectives. It's what he decides in the moment. Any truth on any given day.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's summer. Time to breathe the open air and hit the open road on a three-wheeled Can-Am Spyder Roadster. For a limited time, you can own a Can-Am Roadster for as little as $199 a month. And if you buy before July 10, you'll get a special four-year extended warranty. So hurry. Certain conditions apply. See your local Can-Am dealer for details or visit canam.brp.com. It's riding reinvented.
Americans are talking about energy.
They know we need energy from all sources.
To put Americans back to work.
And keep our nation secure.
Developing domestic energy.
American oil and natural gas.
Advanced technologies are making it possible.
Protecting the environment.
The new era of energy security.
Americans are becoming energy voters.
They're voting to re-energize America.
They're voting for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Brought to you by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So, if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and EstateLaw.com.
Weather alerts are coming. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The National Weather Service turns on its wireless emergency alert system today. If you're on the path of severe weather, you could see a text message on your smartphone. The system sends a blanket warning to mobile devices in a region that is under a weather threat. There is no charge for the service, and you can opt out if you don't want to see the warnings. Stock market futures are lower. There's uncertainty over the Supreme Court decision on Obamacare. The ruling could either help help or hurt the market, but there's virtually no optimism about the European Union Economic Summit that opens today. Shares of J.P. Morgan Chase are down sharply pre-market on a report that trading mistakes could cost the big bank much more than previously estimated. The New York Times says J.P. Morgan's derivatives losses could be as high as $9 billion. And marketers are paying more to reach us. Nielsen says advertising spending rose a little more than 2% in the first quarter. That's the North American increase. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
So, Dr. Morisi, as an economist, you're saying business leaders don't understand the true cost of documents?
They just don't get it. Unmanaged printers and MFPs, dysfunctional document workflow, it's profit-killing chaos.
So what's the answer?
Kyocera. With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera helps companies run more profitably.
Peter, Dr. Marie. So go from chaos to Kyocera.
Hey, that's my line. Doctor.
Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hey, good morning. It's 625, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Got a little break this morning. It feels better. It's only 76 instead of 80, which is what it was yesterday. Still going to be hot today, about 98. Low temperature tonight around 76. And we do have a slight chance of showers on Saturday now. They're telling us at 30%. And actually, temperatures are going to start going down. We'll be down in the lower 90s, which is, you know, best we can hope for around this time of year. Humidity's 85%. Winds are calm. Fair skies. And again, like I say, 76 out there.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. And be sure to visit bestofthebrazos.com to find out how you can vote for the Brazos Valley's best sandwiches. Blue Baker.
Your level of personal happiness is the result of three things, and not one of them is the thing that's making you unhappy. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
They're chasing the leads for UFOs.
Our first stop is to meet with an eyewitness.
And they're chasing the lights.
Look at this!
But what they're really chasing is...
That looks like a flying saucer.
The truth.
Now we're on to something.
Friday on the National Geographic Channel, it's Chasing UFOs, a new series that shines a light on the unknown.
Did you see that?
Wow!
The unanswered.
I want to find out where they come from.
The unidentified.
What the hell was that?
Chasing UFOs premieres Friday at 9 on the National Geographic Channel.
Hands can do incredible things. They made every sound in this piece of music. But nothing compares to using them to help save a life. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. Visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Generally, it seems people expect happiness to come as the result of something.
Most people feel like, well, when I'm rich, I'll be happy. Well, it's the other way around. You know, I always say to people, if you want a better body, get happy now. If you want to have a better relationship, anything in your life, get happy now.
Joseph McClendon, author of the book, Get Happy Now.
It is science now, Mike. There's an entire study that's 25 years old that is positive psychology that it proves beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Your level of happiness is really the result of three things.
Number one, it's what we look at, what we imagine, what we see, what we think in our minds. Number two, it's the words that we say to ourselves and to other people. And then number three, it's how we move our bodies, something we call physiology.
And Joseph has a technique that can help increase your level of happiness right now.
I call it contrived human nature. And that is the rehearsal of anything. You repeat anything, it's going to become natural. But I'm going to show you how to supercharge it. And one of the things that you can do, for example, is to use your cell phone and just set it for every hour or every 2 hours. And when that thing goes off, seek it, and that means look for what makes you happy. Number two, look for what makes you grateful. Number three, just stand up and put a smile on your face and take a deep breath. Just doing that within just in a couple days, you'll be amazed at the undercurrent and how you approach things and how you look at things, the optimism that you have.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Are you struggling with severe obesity or suffering with obese-related health conditions? Don't wait any longer. Pick up the phone and call the specialist in bariatric surgery, Dr. John Mason and Dr. Brian Parent at Brazos Bariatrics. Dr. Mason and Dr. Parent are the ones you want to consult with regarding the lap band, Stomafix, gastric sleeve, and gastric bypass. Their successes are many. Just ask me, Mary Mike Hatcher. Call Brazos Bariatrics today and register for a free weight loss seminar. Brazos Bariatrics, 774-3222.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Homeowners, the search for a capable, easy-to-use tractor is finally over. The John Deere 1 Series Subcompact Tractor is here at Sioux Falls Prater. With tons of attachments that are snap to take on and off, you can do more with less hassle. And with 0% financing for 60 months, you can bring a John Deere 1 Series home for less than you think. Visit cptractor.com to find the location nearest you. And remember to vote for Sioux Falls Prater in the best of the Brazos Valley.
Offer in 731-12, finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See your dealer for complete details.
WTAW News Time, 6:31, 75 degrees right now at the studios on our way to a high today in the upper 90s. Yeah, a little bit cooler than yesterday, but it's all relative once we pass 95. Heat index still over 100. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley and area and beyond since 1936. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. After the Texas A&M System Board of Regents acts Friday to buy the Texas Wesleyan Law School, the proposal goes to the Higher Education Coordinating Board. Chancellor John Sharp was asked if he expects any political roadblocks.
You know, there obviously has always been folks that didn't want A&M to have a law school. I think we've got a good story to tell, that there's a good need, and the way we're doing it, I think we can convince the coordinating board.
Friday's Regents meeting also includes giving A&M President Bowen Lofton the authority to hire the Aggies' next athletic director. University spokesman Jason Cook says there is no comment on the specifics of the search and there will be no announcement following the Regents meeting. While we're in our first heat wave of the summer, state climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at Texas A&M says we won't have as bad a fire season as last year.
We haven't seen much wildfire in Texas this year because nothing much grew last year, so there's not a lot of fuel to burn.
But he is worried the state may be falling into another drought.
So over the past month, the whole area from Austin to San Antonio has basically missed out on any rain.
Nielsen Gammon says the current heat wave is connected to Tropical Storm Debbie, which is dumping rain in Florida, but it's not an indication, he says, that we're in for a super hot summer. U.S. House and Senate negotiators have reached a tentative deal on new college student loans where interest rates will not double. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan supports putting the federal program into the private sector.
We need to put it back into the private hands. And the rates would probably be around 3% if the private sector was doing it today.
The $6 billion measure would be paid for by curbing companies' tax breaks for pension payments and limiting federal subsidies of student loans. The deal would affect new loans starting July 1st, affecting an estimated 7.4 million students. The U.S. Supreme Court has a few options on how to handle the health care law challenge, and a decision is expected to be announced today.
One of the simplest rulings could be if the court upholds in full the Affordable Care Act.
Provides a sense of security and peace of mind for families because tens of millions of people will gain health coverage.
Families USA Director Ron Pollack is a health care law advocate. Dr. Donald Palmisano, an opponent.
They're telling people to buy something that they
don't necessarily want.
What if the court strikes that mandate but upholds other requirements? Paul Masano predicts insurers could raise premiums. Pollack says not necessarily, since even without the mandate, the law creates incentives to buy health insurance. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Tree removal will be taking place this summer at parks around Bryan. Interim City Manager Keene Register says the first stop is Tanglewood Park, where there are more than 50 dead trees.
Of course, because of the drought, we have seen unprecedented numbers of trees, dead trees in our parks, and it's going to take us a while to get them cleaned up, so bear with us.
Register says no one has recommended replacing the trees. The city will pay a private contractor more than $5,000 for the work at Tanglewood. A terror expert says the conviction of a former Texas Tech student, or of former Texas Tech student Khalid al-Dasari, is good in more ways than one.
Dr. Jeff Atticott at the Center for Terrorism Law says in the early days following 9/11, we had a harder time pinpointing these kinds of cases.
We were very trigger happy. We weren't patient. We moved forward. We didn't get individuals convicted of more serious offenses. And this is really, you know, the new modus operandi is that we can penetrate these types of plots.
And charge people with more serious offenses. He says when authorities find someone thinking of engaging in a plot, they'll contact that person and let the plot develop. He says soon after the September 11th attacks, feds moved in and arrested people without enough evidence and had to charge them with lesser charges like being here illegally. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
An American Airlines jet bound from California to Dallas-Fort Worth diverted to Amarillo with mechanical trouble. No one was hurt Tuesday night on flight 1498 from Santa Ana, California. A spokesman for the Amarillo airport says the pilot of the Boeing 737 reported one of the two engines failed. 160 passengers and a crew of six made it onto Dallas because there was a spare plane at the Amarillo airport. And the Miss Texas pageant has a new home. Organizers say the competition will be held at the Allen Event Center, about 25 miles north of Dallas, with the winner crowned July 7th. Officials say Allen agreed to pay a $20,000 sponsorship fee to help with some pageant costs. The Miss Texas pageant was held at Texas Hall at the University of Texas at Arlington since 2009, after more than 45 years in Fort Worth. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 75 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKE. VANDYKIN.com.
Best in the Valley contest is a tradition that's well respected and important here in the Brazos Valley. Traditions like this keep our community strong. Prosperity Bank knows tradition's important. Its tradition of stability makes it one of the strongest banks in the country. Prosperity is Texas-based, Texas-strong, understands Texans and Texas business. They run their bank right. It's their tradition. Prosperity Bank, real bankers, not just a bank. Vote Prosperity, best of the Brazos Valley. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. ProsperityBankTX.com.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and products for your home and garden. You can stop by and see them. They're located just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. Here are the numbers.
High pressure over the region will keep temperatures on the warm side the next several days, though it looks like the worst of the heat is going to shift in over the interior part of the country. For today, we end up with lots of sunshine. We should be about 95 to 100 degrees this afternoon. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. More sun for tomorrow, 95 to 100. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Clouding up with showers and thunderstorms Saturday, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie swimmer Bria Larson, a sophomore from Mesa, Arizona, is going to London, England for the Olympics. Last night, she beat the two favorites and won the 100-meter breaststroke at the Olympic Trials in Omaha. We'll talk about that. We'll take it to news at the Olympic Trials in Portland, Oregon, where they're running track and field. The Bombers lost again last night. We got that and more coming up in sports.
So they're going to move the Miss Texas pageant.
Where?
To
where?
Allen. Everything's moving to Allen these days.
Yeah, it's one of them big old growing bedroom communities.
Bedroom. Allen and Frisco, they're so pretentious.
Don't talk about Frisco. Shh.
Oh, sorry.
Remember? Remember
they're very unfriendly.
That's right. The friendly people are in town. We don't want to be mentioning any of the other cities.
Allen's really a bedroom community of Plano, isn't it? Sort of.
Which started as a bedroom community of Dallas.
That's right. They're just spawning.
Somewhere in there is McKinney.
Plano's not the Plano that it used to be, though.
It's really not.
No.
I saw something. I don't know what it was. I was looking at Texas football, and they still only have three high schools in Plano. And Plano East
Plano
now.
And Plano East and who? I don't
Plano
know.
Plano West.
Oh, okay, cool. That makes sense.
Plano East is now larger than Plano High School. Plano East High School has more than, are you sitting down?
All right.
6,000 students.
Oh, my gosh.
So there you are.
And, you know, I presume, I don't know enough about what's going on up there, but I'm guessing that that ISD may not own any more land to build schools on.
Good point.
I think that if you talk to administrators now, they much prefer that you not have ginormous schools for any number of reasons.
The aforementioned town whose name we shall not mention that rhymes with Crisco.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of greasy.
I believe they have now four or five high schools that they're up to, but they're all 4A.
Yeah.
That is controlled growth.
Yeah, and you don't really want to have 6,000 kids together at that age. That's not a good thing.
I mean, that's more people than were in the town that I grew up in.
Yeah. Well, and again, as we said, we talked about that. There was a different time when you didn't want that, and I can remember during that time when Plano High School was a power in high school football.
That was
the idea. You get as many bodies into that campus as possible, and the odds are that you can get some pretty good football players in there and have a pretty good program.
Yeah, Plano and Highland Park played some pretty memorable football games against each other.
Yeah, well, of course,
back in the day.
And now Highland Park's not even 5A anymore.
Right, exactly.
But sure, that's all right. Yeah, matter of fact, I was covering the Temple Wildcats at that time. We played a time or two in Texas Stadium against those boys. Billy Ray Smith and those folks.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I know. See, boy, that guy's old, isn't he?
Yeah.
That guy talking now is really old. Anyway. All right. So apparently the Supremes are going to rule today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're going to put on a little show first.
Yeah.
On the Obamacare thing.
Something like that. Uh-huh. So now, and Bortz has a special kind of addition today at 9 o'clock. Of course, Bortz is an attorney, but he also has Jamie Dupree, who can tell you a lot about what goes on inside the Beltway, and the guy from Rent State, I forget what his name is. He'll be
Eric Erickson.
Eric Erickson, he'll be on. So they're going to be talking about that. And again, don't know what's going to happen. We'll just, and you know, by tomorrow we'll be tired of talking about it, so we'll let the people who really understand that.
Well, but I mean, you know, let's be fair. I mean, the implications for this are far-reaching.
The implications are very far-reaching, as a matter of fact, and it will affect every state in the union, including the great state of Texas, because
unless we secede first,
who we think? What do you think?
That could be grounds, you know, right there.
There are days when it would be a better idea than staying around with all this foolishness that we've got going on. But
might need us a special election first.
Well, that'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it? Just get ready for all that to happen. But again, there.
That's right. And Dewhurst and Cruz may be running for president of Texas.
You could never tell.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's right.
Or a seat that's no longer necessary. Mm-hmm. One or two.
Yeah.
We could just have two senators. They could just sit there and vote on everything. What do you think?
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. Don't do nothing else.
Yeah, you throw in that former Aggie L leader, he might get in the mix, too. You know?
You think?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, it will. It'll have ramifications for everybody. So now, today also, when we talked to Bill Flores about this yesterday, apparently we're going to have that contempt of Congress vote today.
How much of this is just largely symbolic,
don't
though?
You know? Sure. I don't think there's any.
It's not to say, I mean, yeah, we could argue the merits of whether or not it's deserved, whatever. But once again, because of the checks and balances system, which is a double-edged sword, this is kind of a toothless tiger thing we've got going here.
Yeah, we're going to shake our fist at him, and he's going to do like, what? Now, what's interesting is there's a guy named Jim Matheson. He's a representative from Utah. John Barrow of Georgia, Nick Rahal of West Virginia, and Colin Peterson of Minnesota. All four were among the 31 Democrats, who sent a letter to the president last year expressing their concern over this whole operation. And, of course, all of those guys have re-election confronting them, and apparently fairly tough races. And so the fact that they are willing to come out here and kind of call the president out on this, Fox News is saying that there could be as many as 20 House Democrats who cross the party line to vote along with basically the Republicans.
Well, you know, since Nancy ain't in charge anymore, they can do that.
They can, because, you know, Nancy would smack them upside the head.
Yeah.
First she'd get in their face. And then she'd do that.
Oh, ooh, her face in your face. Man, yeah, so, that could cause a problem.
They could. So anyway, so we'll see what happens there. And let's see. Oh, and just The Hill reports that Democrats are already raising money off of the possible defeat of today's Obamacare. In an email, former Rhode Island Democrat Congressman Patrick Kennedy warns that a decision against the law, get these words, means, quote, dangerous Tea Party extremists will go on a rampage, end quote. Oh, you mean like the ones who want to limit government? Former Congressman Kennedy, that one?
The one
that believes government should get the hell out of the way?
The ones who believe in the Constitution?
Yeah, those extremists, they're going to go on the rampage? Oh, well, okay. Rampage on then, brother. Rampage on. We'll see how that works out for them. And, you know, I guess that's about all we got to... Oh, well, no. Bortz was talking about this yesterday, that they now are going to allow miniature... ponies, miniature horses as guide animals.
I'm sorry.
The Justice Department is enforcing new rules under the Americans with Disabilities Act that will include making all businesses allow miniature horses as guide animals. I mean,
easy share. That's my girl. Now just show me around the store.
Let that
I don't
want
to bump into the display here at the Cracker Barrel.
Now let's say that we have, I don't know, a prize winner.
Clop, 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 clop.
A prize winner who needs to come up to the radio station to get their tickets for something. Okay, so we have ground level access on one side of the building, and we have a ramp on the opposite end of the building.
Sure.
So we can clomp. Yeah, the pony in, and then can put them in the freight lift. They should.
they get to the fifth floor.
Yeah, they should make it there. Yeah,
yeah. It goes slow.
Yeah. Shouldn't startle the horse.
Won't spook them.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Ideally.
Put their tail into the window. They might get a little vertigo.
Yeah. Because I'm just saying. If you're
horse
in a,
vertigo.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh yeah, man.
Oh.
If you're in an elevator. And the miniature horse becomes startled, if you will.
Oh, and starts kicking?
Well, no, that's not what I was thinking, but, you know, the fact that it might mark the area.
Right. First it says it, then it does it.
Then, I mean, we're talking about a major problem here, right? And then they come in and they get their prize and they leave. That's fine. How about if you are in a restaurant?
And, you know, but before you leave that, you know, our elevators, come to think of it, are sort of the shape of a horse trailer. You ever think about that?
Oh, sure, yeah. They could kick it. That's
yeah, good. You could back them right in.
Now let's think about a restaurant. I mean, think about all the places where you have seen guide dogs. I mean, now let's put a horse in there instead. I mean, it's a little horse, but put a horse in there instead. This is what the Justice Department has time to do?
Well, and what happened? I mean, most guide dogs, especially if they're Goldies, you know, Golden Retrievers, they're pretty docile, and that's how they're trained.
Right.
What if you get one that's a little spirited, though?
And
then you've got them squared off, and
That's another thing, right? You think about where there would be multiple service animals there.
Yeah, you're in a restaurant, and you accidentally drop a rib on the floor.
Forget it.
See?
Man.
Yeah.
Man, you've caused a ruckus.
I think we need to work towards service armadillos. I think that would be a good thing. Of course, they can't see very well.
Armadillo.
What do you think?
No,
forget that threat of leprosy.
And they get run over by a drink cart.
Now
you're
playing the leprosy card.
Well,
no reason to do that.
It's not my fault. They've got why not have a guide skunk?
Excuse me. They don't all have leprosy.
Well, most of them do. A lot of them do. It only takes one to ruin the whole lot. It's like a bad apple.
I didn't know. Armadillos have leprosy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. It's very common.
Oh,
take
a little colony of them.
Actually, I think I'd want a guide raccoon.
Well, maybe. Guide possum?
A guide possum.
Guide possum is
except,
good.
Except it just keeps rolling over.
Exactly.
Golly. Anyway, get up!
Come on, I'm ready to go.
I think your guide animal's dead. No, he's just playing possum.
Owner, you need to listen to this. Did you know that your brand could be on dozens of rolling billboards for a fraction of the cost of stationary billboards? If you're looking for a unique marketing plan that will really get noticed, putting your brand on the sides of school buses in Bryan and College Station may be just what you've been looking for. They're large, colorful, and innovative designs demand attention. You can't click through them. You can't ignore them. School bus ads offer flexibility in size and location, and school bus ads help raise funds for your school district. Call 281-962-4390 or visit steepcreekmedia.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Fountains are fun, and thanks to the wide assortment of styles and fittings, fountains can also be installed into almost any landscape setting in just an hour or two. In many cases, it's a job you or I could even accomplish. This is the time you'll enjoy having your fountain the most, so let's examine your options. Bubblin' Beauties, right after this message. For 25 years, we've brought you Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, featuring the finest garden writers in the state of Texas, and we would love to have you as a subscriber now. 1 year, new or renewal, just $23.95. And that's going to be one of the best investments you ever made in gardening. We'll have timely and reliable advice brought right to your mailbox on every aspect of outdoor and houseplant gardening in the Lone Star State. Landscapes, lawn grasses, fruits, vegetables, flowers, of all kinds. We have it all in Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. It's been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. It's won the awards. We have a lot of happy subscribers, and we want you to be one as well. 1 year, just $23.95, satisfaction guaranteed to every penny. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Tabletop fountains create the sound and the sight of tumbling water only in miniature. They're totally self-contained, so you can set yours on a patio table, an etagere, or other piece of indoor or outdoor furniture. Fill it up and plug it in, and you're off to the races. Most tabletop fountains are not especially weatherproof, so keep yours under cover. It will probably sound off better there anyway, since the water flow of these little portable units isn't exactly up to the standards of Niagara Falls. Freestanding pedestal fountains come in a wide variety of sizes and shapes, from 2 to 5 feet in diameter and 2 to 7 feet tall. Nurseries and concrete yards offer many different styles and price ranges. They have 2, 3, and even 4 tiers of receiving bowls, so the water will tumble from layer to layer before being recirculated. Because of that recirculating water, it's especially important that the fountain be precisely leveled and positioned on a solid base for support. Ground fountains spray their water into the air. Because of that, they require more sophisticated design and construction and more elaborate fixtures. You'll need a receiving pool that will accept the falling water, and you'll want to install that receiving pool an inch or two above the surrounding grade to keep debris from washing into it following heavy rains. Position the fountain in front of dark evergreen foliage to showcase the spray to the best advantage. The droplet size and height of the spray will be dependent on the amount of wind the area receives. Now, this type of fountain probably is better left for professional landscape contractors. Wall fountains can either be built into brick or stone walls at the time of construction, or they can hang externally from the surfaces of existing walls. They're usually either enameled cast metal or they can be concrete. You may even be able to find an antique wall fountain and replumb it with a recirculating pump. If you're really sold on the concept of fountains and bubbling water, have a landscape contractor design an actual water course into your yard. He or she will stack medium-sized or large stones and boulders, mortaring them carefully in place, hiding the mortar all the while. In the process, it'll be plumbed with a recirculating water pump beneath the stones so that the water will cascade down the surfaces of the rocks to a receiving pool at the base. These water courses can be glorious. You're going to love water in your landscape. I hope you'll add it this summer. I'm Neil Sperry. And that's Plant Talk Texas for another day in our next program, Tree Trials of the Summer. Until then, happy gardening.
It's your first look at sports at 6:54. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. The sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. Well, proudly wearing her Texas A&M swim cap, Bria Larson stood stunned in the water when she checked the official results to find that indeed she had won the finals of the 100-meter breaststroke at Omaha's Olympic trials last night, and more important, that she would realize every American swimmer's dream of wearing the red, white, and blue swim cap of a United States Olympian. Larson hoped that maybe she could beat either world champion Rebecca Soni or world record holder Jessica Hardy, but she beat both of them by about a fingernail over Soni, who will join Larson on the Olympic team in London in August. Larson's time of 1:05.92 beat Soni by 0.07 of a second. Afterwards, she talked to NBC Sports.
I've dreamt about this for as long as I've been swimming, and I think every person really wants to go, but, you know, it's just a shot in the dark, and I'm still processing it, you know.
She becomes the first ever Aggie to make the Olympics in an individual swim event and just the second Aggie ever to make the Olympic swimming team. Christine Marshall made the 800 freestyle relay team in 2008. More Olympic trial news. The decision on how to break that 100-meter dash third place tie between Aggie Jenna Batarmo and her Nike teammate Allison Felix will probably not be made until after both have finished their 200-meter competition that starts tonight with the prelims and ends Saturday with the finals. The two tied for third in the final Olympic spot. If either opts for a runoff, it will be a runoff. If neither opt for a runoff, it'll be a coin flip. Also, Aggie Dominique Duncan is also entered in tonight's 200-meter prelim. Two A&M Consolidated grads are competing in the track and field Olympic trials in Portland. Hammer thrower Chris Krall is already done, finished second, but with a throw that was short of the Olympic A standard. Distance runner Duncan Phillips will compete today in the 1,500-meter run. He'll run in the first of three heats at 4:20 this afternoon. Then the semifinals are Friday and the finals are Sunday. The search for a new athletic director at Texas A&M may be near an end as the A&M Board of Regents will vote tomorrow to give President R. Bowen Lofton authority to hire a replacement for Bill Byrne, who retired last month. While no prevalent names have surfaced in a highly secret search, media reports now say that Georgia Tech AD Dan Radakovich is a possible target of the search. It was first reported on the website that covers Georgia Tech, but now the Atlanta Journal-Constitution has picked up the story and was told by Radakovich that he, quote, hasn't had a minute to think about another job, which, of course, is not a denial. Brent Zornerman of the Houston Chronicle wrote yesterday that a new AD could be named as early as next week. And the NBA draft starts tonight at 6 on ESPN, and Aggie fans will tune in to see if Chris Middleton gets picked. Middleton has been projected by some experts as a possible second-round pick, but he could go undrafted and look for the free agent route. ESPN's Chad Ford projects that Middleton will go in the second round to Charlotte. And the Brazos Valley Bombers dropped their second straight home game last night, lost to Acadiana 7-5. That's your first look at sports. We'll have more coming up the next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 657. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Have you heard of high-speed internet? I mean really fast internet with download speeds up to 12 megabits per second and upload speeds up to 3 megabits per second. It doesn't matter if you live in the town or in the country. That's right, even if you live in the country, high-speed internet is available to you. If you want really fast high-speed internet where you live or work, call Starfire today at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Just think, high-speed internet available to your home or office. So make the call to Starfire today at 776-2215 and get all the details.
Hi, this is Dusty. What my family missed the most about living in the country was high-speed internet, but not anymore. The high-speed internet Starfire satellite installed at our house is fast and it's great. The satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite can
balance the week. That'll be nice. And a slight chance of rain on Saturday. 76 right now. What's going on in the news? Coming up in the news, Texas A&M will talk about hiring a new athletic director this Friday in conjunction with a new law school. And we'll talk about why it's getting so hot out there, why it's been hot. Those stories more coming up.
WTAW College Station Bryan at 7 o'clock. Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. This was President Obama's hope when he called for change in health care.
If you don't have insurance, you'll finally be able to afford insurance.
But did his reform go too far? The Supreme Court is about to decide.
I certainly hope that they rule to overturn the mandate.
Republican Senator John Thune, the ruling is 2 hours away. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live outside the Supreme Court.
And the line of folks hoping for a seat to hear this historic ruling formed last night, all anxiously waiting for the opinion on the Affordable Care Act. Now, the justices can either uphold in full or strike down in full the entire law. We could also see just part of the law block, most notably the individual mandate requiring all Americans purchase health insurance. Another option, no decision at all. The justices could decide the challenge can't be made until that mandate takes effect in a couple more years, Dave.
Jared, House Republicans think Eric Holder is stonewalling on Fast and Furious, so today they could hold the Attorney General in contempt of Congress. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Now, Democrats have long said there's nothing new to be learned about the ill-fated gun tracking operation.
We know what happened with regard to Fast and Furious. We know.
Thanks, says Maryland's Elijah Cummings, to the 7,600 pages of documents already in the hands of the House Oversight Committee. That panel's chairman, Daryl Issa, says while the responsibility for the operation
went through the U.S. Attorney, up the chain all the way to people in Washington.
He still wants to know about the original idea and if there's any cover-up. Dave?
Rich, what's it like when your neighborhood goes up in flames?
We had cops, you know, yelling at us to get out, get out. It was insane.
She's among the more than 30,000 evacuees in Colorado Springs as a wildfire burns out of control. It's estimated 300 homes have been torched so far. A former Bosnian Serb leader has been acquitted of genocide at his war crimes tribunal. Radovan Karadzic still faces 10 other charges in the massacre of Muslims during the 1990s Bosnian War. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
They're chasing the leads for UFOs.
Our first stop is to meet with an eyewitness.
And they're chasing the lights.
Look at this!
But what they're really chasing is...
That looks like a flying saucer.
The truth.
Now we're on to something.
Friday on the National Geographic Channel, it's Chasing UFOs, a new series that shines a light on the unknown.
Did you see that?
Wow!
The unanswered.
I want to find out where they come from.
The unidentified.
What the hell was that?
Chasing UFOs premieres Friday at 9 on the National Geographic Channel.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The doctor will see you now.
Today, a mom will get a checkup. A dad will get a blood pressure screening. And a little one will get a vaccine. With the healthcare law, you may now have preventive benefits with no insurance copays or out-of-pocket costs. But there's another reason to join the millions who are using their benefits today. Staying healthy for all those tomorrows you want to enjoy. Learn more at healthcare.gov. Better health is in your hands.
Pride Cleaners has the technology to better serve you. Annoying staples on paper tags are a thing of the past. At both locations of Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station, they offer a tagless identification system to help you track your garments from start to finish. And you don't have to wait till 5 to check on your clothes, because Pride Cleaners will send you an email notification the moment your clothes are ready. It's never been more convenient to go to the cleaners. Pride Cleaners. Become a fan on Facebook or click pridecleaners.net. Pride Cleaners. Taking pride in how you look.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer?
Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Common sense, horse sense, street smarts. No matter what you call it, it boils down to sound, practical judgment when you select an RV dealer. At RV Station and Bryan, we don't have big city overhead. That simply means we sell your dream RV for thousands less than the competition. The best brands like Jayco, Puma, Raptor, and many more. Brands built to last for decades. Right now at RV Station, get a brand new 2012 Keystone Hornet 26B for just $139 a month, sleeps 8, and this one has all the options. Plus TT&F, 10% down, $15,995, 5.75% interest for 144 months, stock number 1434, with approved credit. A brand new Keystone, big on family fun for less than $140 a month? Sounds like common sense, doesn't it? Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers, or come by and visit with us at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Homeowners, the search for a capable, easy-to-use tractor is finally over. The John Deere 1 Series Subcompact Tractor is here at Sioux Falls Prater. With tons of attachments that are snap to take on and off, you can do more with less hassle. And with 0% financing for 60 months, you can bring a John Deere 1 Series home for less than you think. Visit cptractor.com to find the location nearest you, and remember to vote for Sioux Falls Prater in the best of the Brazos Valley.
Offer in 731-12, finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See your dealer for complete details.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote. 694-6900. Or on the web at bcins.net.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 75 degrees right now at the studios, on our way to a high today of about 98 degrees with a heat index still over 100. We'll take a look at your forecast after this news update brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A special meeting of the Texas A&M University System Board of Regents on Friday includes two action items. In addition to finalizing the agreement for an A&M law school, Regents will consider giving President Bowen Lofton the authority to hire a new athletic director. A&M spokesman Jason Cook says there will not be an announcement of an athletic director following the Regents meeting, and there is no comment on the specifics of the search. As for the law school, Chancellor John Sharp does not expect any challenges from other public universities when the proposal goes before the Higher Education Coordinating Board.
I remember having discussions with Frank Irwin, the old chairman of the board of University of Texas years and years ago, and I remember he wasn't too keen about the idea, but haven't heard those kind of arguments in a very long time.
Friday's Regents meeting starts at 2 p.m. with an executive session and will be conducted by conference call. The U.S. House and Senate are reportedly ready to agree on a one-year extension of continuing the college student loan rate at 3.4%.
Well, that's what I hear, but I'll believe it when I see it.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the government needs to get out of the student loan business.
If you remember, that was part of the president's takeover of health care. That was one of the gimmicks they used to fund it, was by having the student loan program federalized to pay for Obamacare. We need to put it back into the private hands.
Flores believes if student loans were in the private sector, interest rates would be about 3%. No more money for public education without accountability. That's the message of the Texas Coalition for a Competitive Workforce.
In the world's market, we are going to have an educated workforce. We do not have one today.
That's Texas Association of Business CEO Bill Hammond, and the state STAR test is the accountability he's referring to.
We need to ensure that the public school system is meeting the needs of these children, graduating them career or college ready. Without a structured accountability system, that simply will not happen.
More than 500 school districts have signed a resolution against the STAR testing system. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
So why in the world is it this hot this early in the summer? State climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at Texas A&M says the current heat wave is connected to Tropical Storm Debbie, which is dumping rain in Florida.
Winds blowing from the northeast across Texas, which prevents the air from being cooled by the Gulf of Mexico.
He says it's not an indication we're in for a super hot summer, but he is worried the drought is creeping back in, although he says the wildfire danger is not as great as last year because there's just less stuff out there to burn. Energy production is going to cost Texas more than $2 billion in road work.
The production of oil, natural gas, and wind have caused the greatest impact on the transportation infrastructure. That, according to TxDOT Executive Director Phil Wilson.
The problem is particularly acute on highways, roads, and bridges that are not designed or constructed to accommodate heavy loads or oversized vehicles.
TxDOT has developed the Energy Sector Task Force to address the infrastructure impact of energy production. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A Texas man who argued the state's Castle Doctrine law allowed him to fatally shoot a neighbor after an argument about a noisy party has been sentenced to 40 years in prison for murder. A Houston jury sentenced Raul Rodriguez on Wednesday in the killing of 36-year-old Kelly Danaher. Rodriguez is heard in a video of the incident saying he feared for his life and was standing his ground. His attorneys argued the retired firefighter acted in self-defense, but prosecutors say Rodriguez was the aggressor, noting he took a gun when he went to complain about Danaher's 2010 party. A jury has convicted a Saudi man accused of collecting chemicals and bomb-making materials in hopes of carrying out a terrorist attack. Khalid Ali Imdallah al-Dosari is charged with attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction. Al-Dosari, who is legally in the U.S. on a student visa, was arrested in February of 2011 after federal agents searched his apartment near Texas Tech University and found bomb-making materials, wiring, a hazmat suit, and clocks. And back here at home, unscheduled park maintenance is coming to Bryan this summer.
Removing dead trees as a protective measure for our residents and also for the users of the parks. We ask that you please excuse the mess for a while as we clean it up. Tanglewood Park alone has over 50 dead trees, so get all the free firewood you want while you can, I guess.
Interim City Manager Keene Register says a private contractor has been hired for the tree removal at Tanglewood Park at a cost of more than $5,000. Register says no one has recommended replacing those trees. WTAW News Time coming up on 7-11, 76 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
If you're already tired of mowing this season, I have a deal for you. Hi, this is David from Hogan's Trucks, and we want to make your lawn care almost fun. Stop by and let me show you our line of zero-turn rider mowers from Cub Cadet, Hustler, and Ferris. When you visit Hogan's Trucks, you'll visit with my dad and me. Let us personally show you how to cut your lawn mowing in half. We have 0% financing, so you have zero excuses this year to purchase a mower. Hogan's Trucks, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Common sense, horse sense, street smarts. No matter what you call it, it boils down to sound, practical judgment when you select an RV dealer. At RV Station in Bryan, we don't have big city overhead. That simply means we sell your dream RV for thousands less than the competition. The best brands like Jayco, Puma, Raptor, and many more. Brands built to last for decades. Right now at RV Station, get a brand new 2012 Keystone Hornet 26B for just $139 a month. Sleeps 8, and this one has all the options. Plus TT&F, 10% down, $15,995, 5.75% interest for 144 months, stock number 1434 with approved credit. A brand new Keystone, big on family fun for less than $140 a month. Sounds like common sense, doesn't it? Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers, or come by and visit with us at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Searching for a laid-back evening with comfortable seating and the opportunity for quiet conversation, Downtown Uncorked in historic downtown Bryan is the solution to the chaotic bar scene or formal restaurant. Over 100 bottles of wine, 20 domestic and craft beers, pizzas, appetizers, and desserts are on the menu. Check Facebook for daily specials and upcoming events such as Pinterest Tuesdays, Women Gone Wine Wednesdays, and Canvas and Cabs. Downtown Uncorked. Life's fast. Uncork. Sip slow.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure over the region will keep temperatures on the warm side the next several days, though it looks like the worst of the heat is going to shift in over the interior part of the country. For today, we end up with lots of sunshine. We should be about 95 to 100 degrees this afternoon. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. More sun for tomorrow, 95 to 100. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Clouding up with showers and thunderstorms Saturday, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, last night NBC carried live the Olympic swimming trials from Omaha, and an Aggie sophomore was the star of one of the events. Bria Larson is going to London. We'll talk about that. We'll also expand on the search for a Texas A&M athletic director. And the NBA draft is tonight. Chris Middleton hoping to hear his name called. We got that and more coming up in sports.
There you go, 7:14. We get a chance to kind of visit during news and breaks and stuff like that. And so y'all would know what we were talking about this morning. Of course, the drama that's going on at the Today Show behind the scenes.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I am appalled.
Chase almost didn't make it back to the newsroom.
Have they fired that girl yet?
Well, see, and it, now,
I mean,
see.
Now, I'm an Ann Curry fan.
Now, yeah. Listen, though, it's a bigger deal than that.
Uh-huh.
Now,
I've got Curry worries.
The discussion is, of course, Ann Curry is going to be yanked from the Today Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just got a raise, didn't she?
I think so, and they've offered her like $10 million to sit down and shut up.
But they want her out of there, evidently, before they all head over to London.
Right, because they want to introduce the new Today Showette.
Katie Couric?
Well, you know, I've got a Katie Couric story in just a minute, as a matter of fact. Because, uh-huh. I mean, we're just broke out in morning television news programs. News, because we want to make sure that all of y'all know about things you could be doing other than listening to us. Okay, so anyway, but here's the deal. Annette
Funicello?
No. Roque, is that her name? Is that Matt Lauer's wife's name? Do you know?
Well,
I don't know. Anyway.
No, it'd be Annette Lauer. Right?
Hey, it's not.
I trust you for that information, Scott.
Okay, anyway, here's the deal.
Give us the deal.
If Natalie Morales takes over, then Matt Lauer, Matt Lauer's wife is leaving. She's splitting with Matt.
Because him and Natalie are...
They've been friends.
Well,
they've been friends.
Friends with benefits?
Yeah.
Well, now Matt flirts with everybody.
No, I'm just saying,
and Meredith Vieira?
Listen, they met while they were covering the 2006 Olympics, and Annette's just telling Matt, we ain't going to have that happen.
Yeah, where have I been? What happened to Meredith Vieira?
Oh, she left a long time ago.
She does Who Wants to Be a Millionaire,
and stays at home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and keeps cats or what? I mean.
Now, speaking of Katie Couric, because, you know.
Not like she's got little kids at home or something.
Whatever happened to Katie Couric? Golly. ABC, I mean, if you think that.
She's going quietly?
No. Is there anybody who's still interested in watching soap operas, daytime dramas on TV?
Get it right.
ABC thinks there is, and it has moved its last remaining daily soap. You know which one it is?
General Hospital.
Oh, that's exactly right. Way to go. You win tickets to Schlitterbahn.
All right.
They're moving General Hospital from 2 o'clock to 1 o'clock starting in September. That'll put Katie Couric's new daytime talk show in the old General Hospital slot.
Square across from?
I don't know.
I thought you were going to tell us.
No, the deal is that General Hospital has almost always aired right there since it went on the air in 1963, which means, who's the ABC affiliate here?
KRHD.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They'll be just getting covered up with phone calls from women going, where's my soap?
How come when I turned on to watch my stories, I caught the end of it instead of the beginning?
My stories. That's right. They were already doing the dramatic bite your lower lip as the music rises.
The fade from someone in the background to the foreground as they do the soft dissolve to the next Dove commercial.
Yeah, that's right. So that's just coming up. I want you to know that. So, ladies,
if you capture it on your DVR, then in September you're going to have to change it. And for you folks,
well,
who,
no, you shouldn't have to change it, because if it's based on titles, it should automatically.
If it does, catch I don't
that.
Know.
So
yeah,
you just want to make sure. So.
Yeah, because you'd hate to turn
you
that
hate
on
for your
and again.
Diver to not get that. You know, so.
Got to see Katie. So see how that works.
When is Katie Couric's guest starring role on General Hospital going to end? That's all they talk about.
It's going to be over soon.
Yeah.
All right. This morning again, we mentioned, if you were with us an hour ago, an embarrassment of riches this morning to begin our show. So we have time for one more. This from Monroe County in our favorite state, Florida. Sheriff's office got a report of something going on at a house. Hey, y'all get on over there. Something going on
something
at that
going
house.
On over there. Obviously a slow night in Monroe County.
Right. The deputy arrived, knocked at the front door. Man yells, come in. Okay.
Come on in this house.
Deputy walked in, and that's when the homeowner saw who it was and said,
oh, shoot.
Yep, that's right. He allegedly was in the process of preparing some marijuana for sale.
Oh, my.
Deputy asked the man for identification. The guy said, I can't go to jail for this. I was arrested by you guys 10 years ago for the same thing.
Idiots shouldn't have money.
That's right. Sir, you'd be incorrect. They found 124 marijuana plants.
Oh, my. 124.
Y'all already got me for this one. You can't do it again, can you? Can you?
Yeah, it's that double jeopardy thing.
Dang, I hate when that happens.
Sales of Queen Elizabeth's favorite handbag has crashed a website. Did that last week. The Telegraph said the London Lawner bag that Her Majesty carried at her Diamond Jubilee celebration saw a whopping 58% jump in sales. The same thing happened after Prince William married Duchess Kate, you know, and those handmade bags didn't come cheap. They can retail for anywhere from $744 to $9,300 U.S.
What in the world?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I mean, you just need a little place for your lipstick and one for your phone and maybe one for your cigarettes, but I mean, what? $9,300?
What is it made out of?
I'm not sure.
Puppies?
Nine. Puppies and baby seals.
Yeah.
720. Thousands of schools, kids in school in the Deep South, are going to be taught the Loch Ness Monster is real. The Scotsman newspaper, starting next year, according to them, kids attending private Christian schools in Louisiana will be given new textbooks claiming the mythological beast is, in fact, a living creature. The Accelerated Christian Education Program teaches controversial religious beliefs aimed at disproving evolution and proving creationism. So they're going to say the Loch Ness Monster is right. They're going to say that in the book.
Yes.
Are they going to say in the book that the Loch Ness Monster is real?
Yes.
Wow. Yes, they are.
I saw
really?
That earlier this
they
week.
Are.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
That is a legitimate story.
We didn't do the story. You heard it a lot about the bus driver who was bullied by kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the donations.
Right.
I think she ended up with $700,000 or something like that.
Yeah, a trip to Disney World with her grandkids.
Okay. Well,
right.
Now there was a Subway hero. The mystery of the Subway hero from Tuesday afternoon is a mystery no more. Did you hear about this 30-year-old father of two? His name is Delroy Simmons. He was standing on the platform waiting for the train to take him into New York to apply for a job, and there was a baby on the track.
Yeah.
He jumps down, saves the baby, missed his job interview. This guy doesn't have a job yet. You know, you're hoping somebody will hire him.
I mean,
he's just an everyday hero, okay? And I'm not trying to diminish what happened to that lady on the bus. That's a horrible thing, but, wow, I sure hope somebody hires this guy. That
well,
would
I mean, what
really
about
good.
The... The interview that he missed. Are these people not aware of why he missed it?
Don't know. Yeah. Don't know. Yeah.
Did not watch the news?
Yeah. Oh, so that's where he was.
Oh.
Well, I guess that was a pretty good excuse.
We might want to call him back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, likely excuse.
Yeah. I'm not sure. 720.
I'm sorry, Mr. Simmons. You're going to have to bring the baby into it.
Yeah. We need proof. We just heard it's a story that it could have been used. So we'll see. Hey, coming up in the next hour, just so you know, it's hot outside, and Chase is doing a story on why it's so hot. And you know that we've already reached an all-time record for usage in June for power. So that's wonderful. Add to it the fact that the Public Utility Commission voting today to possibly increase the maximum amount of money that can be charged for a kilowatt hour by 50%, goes from $3,000 per hour to $4,500 an hour. And they'll maybe next vote to make it $9,000 an hour. Now, tell me, tripling the price what's that going to do to my utility bill? Because isn't that all we really care about?
It's
right?
yours, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so Gary Miller will be here today from BTU at 8 o'clock, and then tomorrow Tim Crabb will be here from College Station Utilities to talk about that, as to whatever the PUC is doing today. I mean, anytime you raise the price 50%, when does it finally hit me? Because you know it's going to roll downhill. So when does it hit me? We'll talk to those guys about that. That's coming up a little after 8 this morning.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
When buying or selling a home, you need an advisor you can trust. Welcome to Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living. Built on a brand that's been an American icon for more than 80 years, our heritage has attracted a wealth of seasoned professionals ready to partner with you every step of the way. At Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living, we're passionate about homeownership and dedicated to creating exceptional real estate experiences. Visit us online at bhgpreferredliving.com or in the Big White House on Barron Road.
So another story from Acme Glass. Needed to get a piece of mirror cut to size to put into a sliding mirror set up in front of a medicine cabinet, and I needed to get one of the handles replaced. So I took it in there and took the piece in that I needed to get duplicated. They took the measurements. I said, I need to get, you know, a new handle thing. And he says, we'll just do a super glue thing and we'll fix that for you. And so that was great. That saved me a lot of money. I got a piece of glass cut to size, done the next day. Done before I had time to even go by and pick it up. And, you know, like $10, $12, something like that. That's the kind of work that Acme Glass does all the time for you. And they do it quickly, and they do it at a fair price. And that's why they've been around since 1946. Whether it is for your home or it is for your car or your business, Acme Glass can be there to take care of the problem for you. And again, since they've been here since 1946, they've pretty much seen it all and done it all. And they understand that you are busy. And that your time is valuable. And so if you need glass replaced, for instance, in a vehicle or a piece of equipment, they'll come to you. They will do that for you. Obviously, then if you need a piece of glass cut to size like I did, they'll do that for you. And they're open a half day on Saturday, which really makes it convenient. So they understand what it takes to be around and be successful since 1946. They do it today. They did it then. Two locations, one in downtown Bryan on Main Street, the other in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. It's Acme Glass. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. 98 for a high temperature today, not quite so hot. Does feel somewhat better today since we're not at 81 like we were yesterday. But anyhow, about 98 for a high temperature today, 76 for a low temperature tonight. And then the temperatures will actually kind of start moderating. We'll be down into the lower 90s for a few days, which will be nice. 30% chance of rain on Saturday, 20% chance of rain on Sunday. Right now, humidity is 85%. Winds are calm. And again, fair skies, and it's 76.
Have you ever wanted to be on the cover of a magazine? Brazos Valley Bride is holding an open online casting call for our online and print publications. Guys and girls age 18 and older are invited to submit their information online at BrazosValleyBride.com.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post 2011's best online store in the Brazos Valley. We would appreciate your vote again this year. Vote now through July 5th. Find the link at TXTraders.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Modern American males have gotten sexual harassment lectures since preschool. They're told not to look at women as sexual objects. They're commanded to do housework. They've been chickified since birth, encouraged to play with dolls, avoid roughhousing with boys. They're told it's fine to dress like girls, act like girls, even become a girl. All that effort. And still, we get stories like this. The AP is reporting a new crop of restaurant chains is booming, known in the food service industry as breastaurants. Waitresses at Twin Peaks, for instance, serve customers in skimpy outfits that accentuate their Twin Peaks. It's a lodge-themed sports bar that promises customers scenic views. Their motto is, Twin Peaks is about you, cause you the man. Hooters has been around for years, but the new restaurants are servicing a new crowd. Many of these new chains, Twin Peaks, Mugs and Jugs, the Tilted Kilt, they feature a theme and appeal to a young corporate clientele. And they all feature waitresses with visual appeal. We hire only spectacular talent, says Tilted Kilt CEO Ron Lynch. They have to fit into that costume. Now, this enrages the hardcore feminists. Mona Lisa Wallace, president San Francisco NAG chapter, furious that the children might be exposed to this dastardly objectification of women. Men, these evil predators that they are, apparently still gawking at women without consequence. Worse, restaurants employ good-looking women who are unashamed to flaunt their assets as they serve men. Oh, yes.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, 76 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine, hot today, upper 90s for a high. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. After the ADEM System Board of Regents acts Friday to buy the Texas Wesleyan Law School, the proposal goes to the Higher Education Coordinating Board. Chancellor John Sharp was asked if he expects any political roadblocks.
You know, there obviously have always been folks that didn't want A&M to have the law school. I think we've got a good story to tell, that there's a good need, and the way we're doing it, I think we can convince the coordinating board.
Friday's Regents meeting also includes giving A&M President Bowen Lofton authority to hire the Aggies' next athletic director. University spokesman Jason Cook says there's no comment on the specifics of the search, and there will be no announcement following the Regents meeting. While we're in our first heat wave of the summer, state climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at Texas A&M says we won't have it as bad in terms of fire season as it was last year.
We haven't seen much wildfire in Texas this year because nothing much grew last year, so there's not a lot of fuel to burn.
Nielsen Gammon is worried the state may be falling into another drought, though.
Over the past month, the whole area from Austin to San Antonio is basically missed out on any rain.
Nielsen Gammon says the current heat wave is connected to Tropical Storm Debbie, which is dumping rain in Florida, but he says it's not an indication that we're in for a super hot summer. With summer temperatures soaring, the Texas Public Utility Commission is set to vote on raising the price cap on wholesale electricity rates by 50%. You may have heard us talking about this a moment ago. The hope is that the lure of more profits will spur construction of power plants to help the state meet future energy demands. But the state's large industrial users claim the increase could cost billions of dollars. Consumer groups worry a wholesale increase will trickle down to monthly household electric bills for most Texans. That's pretty much a foregone conclusion. Thursday's vote could be just the start. Commissioners are considering, but not yet voting on, a plan to triple the wholesale price starting in the summer of 2013. U.S. Supreme Court has a few options on how to handle the health care law challenge, as a decision is expected today.
One of the simplest rulings could be if the court upholds in full the Affordable Care Act.
Provides a sense of security and peace of mind for families because tens of millions of people will gain health coverage.
Families USA Director Ron Pollack is a health care law advocate. Dr. Donald Palmisano, an opponent.
They're telling people to buy something that they don't necessarily want.
What if the court strikes that mandate but upholds other requirements? Palmisano predicts insurers could raise premiums. Pollack says not necessarily, since even without the mandate, the law creates incentives to buy health insurance. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
U.S. House and Senate negotiators have reached a tentative deal on a new college student loan, where interest rates will not double. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan supports putting the federal program into the private sector.
We need to put it back into the private hands. And the rates would probably be around 3% if the private sector was doing it today.
The $6 billion measure would be paid for by curbing companies' tax breaks for pension payments and limiting federal subsidies on student loans. The deal would affect new loans starting July 1st, affecting an estimated 7.4 million people. Tree removal will take place this summer at parks around the city of Bryan. Interim City Manager Keene Register says the first stop is Tanglewood Park with more than 50 dead trees.
Of course, because of the drought, we have seen unprecedented numbers of dead trees in our parks, and it's going to take us a while to get them cleaned up, so bear with us.
Register says no one has recommended replacing the trees. The city will pay a private contractor more than $5,000 for the work. A Houston man who claimed he used the state's Castle Doctrine law to break up a noisy party has been sentenced to 40 years in prison.
46-year-old Raul Rodriguez claims he was afraid for his life when he took a gun to his neighbor's house to break up a loud party. An altercation ensued, and Rodriguez shot and killed his 36-year-old neighbor. Even though Rodriguez claimed Texas law permitted the shooting, a jury disagreed.
Texas does allow you to stand your ground, but in this particular case, somebody brought a gun to a loud music fight, and that was looked at to be a little too aggressive.
Texas defense attorney Pete Schulte says the jury viewed this as vigilante justice. Rodriguez, a former firefighter, was sentenced to 40 years. Austin York, TSN News.
And an American Airlines jet bound from California to Dallas-Fort Worth diverted to Amarillo because of mechanical trouble. Airport officials say no one was hurt Tuesday night when Flight 1498 from Santa Ana made the emergency landing in Amarillo. A spokesman for the Amarillo Airport says the pilot of the Boeing 737 reported one of the two engines failed. The passengers and crew went on to Dallas on another plane that was standing by in Amarillo. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 76 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As an orthopedic surgeon and medical director of St. Joseph Joint University, I've been privileged to work with an amazing team of professionals who've dedicated themselves to being the very best. They've become so good, in fact, that for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been ranked number one in the state for joint surgery, as well as becoming one of America's 100 best hospitals. I'm Dr. Joseph Yero, and that difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
Health Grades 2012.
Normandy Tractor, known throughout the area for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your tractor and utility vehicle needs. Normandy Tractor and Kubota, offering the industry's only utility vehicles with factory cab with air conditioner and heater, gas and diesel models, manual or hydraulic dump beds, and now's the time to buy with Normandy Tractor's Manager Special. Get the new Kubota RTV 400 UTV 4x4 with automatic transmission for only $7,399. Less $400 cash rebate is yours for $69.99. This Manager Special price includes freight, setup, and a full tank of fuel. Or you could finance your Kubota RTV 400 UTV with zero down payment, 0% financing for 60 months, and only $124 per month. Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. See us at normandytractor.com and be sure to vote for Normandy Tractor in this year's Best of the Brazos. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
David Gardner's 911 University Drive. Proud to say that they have another designer that they are representing here in Bryan College Station. Earlier this week, they had the Armenta Trunk Show, and Armenta is a new jewelry. It's a company that is an American company, but what they do is they create pieces of jewelry inspired by famous works of art that are found throughout Spain, whether it's poetry or painting or architecture. And having a look at the what they had on the Armenta website, you see that this kind of jewelry is something that David Gardner's has really never carried before. It is really striking jewelry, though different from what you'll normally see at David's store. So this is a great opportunity for you to go in and have a look at this new line. And, of course, that's what David has done over the years is added designers. Obviously, he enjoys creating things himself, and they can do that right there in their store, but also to bring in other designers with other looks, because obviously taste can vary widely. So stop in and see the Armenta collection. That's the brand new designer that they have for you. At David Gardner's at 911 University Drive, and of course there's still all the things they were before. And don't forget about where AggiesGetEngaged.com, a place for you to go if you have a big day coming up and you're going to be marrying soon, then this will kind of answer all your questions as far as that goes. David Gardner's, 911 University.
This is Mitzi Marriott-Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior work. Workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
The all-new BMW 328i has a 0-60 time of 5.9 seconds, faster than the Mercedes C250, Lexus IS250, and Audi A4. And that inspired Car and Driver to say,
clearly, the new 3 Series is the compact sports sedan for a changed world.
It also puts out 240 horsepower, making it more powerful than the Mercedes C250, Lexus IS250, and Audi A4, which move Motor Trend to say,
this is not just a win for the 328i, it's a massacre.
And it gets 33 highway miles per gallon, so it's more fuel efficient than the Mercedes C250, Lexus IS250, and Audi A4. So, after a recent test drive, the all-new BMW 3 Series inspired Gary from Chicago to say,
woo! I love it!
We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine. Speed and power claims based on specs from manufacturer sites, 2333 city highway miles per gallon, and comparisons based on EPA estimates.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 740, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Rather uncomfortable across the region the next several days, but much of the central United States is going to be baking. Fortunately for us, we're actually going to cool off just a tiny little bit. Sunshine 95 to near 100 today. Overnight clear 75 to 80. We'll have sun during the day tomorrow, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night clear 75 to 80 degrees. Saturday clouds roll in, so will some showers and thunderstorms. High Saturday 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
She was on national TV last night with her A&M swim cap on and qualifying for the Olympic Games. Bria Larson, we will talk about her win in the 100-meter breaststroke that put her on the Olympic team. We'll talk about that. The NBA draft is tonight. Maybe Chris Middleton will hear his name called. We got that and more coming up in sports.
Remember, the average person calls their mama 2,900 times in her lifetime.
Mama!
2,900 times.
Yes.
Sometimes she calls you.
Yeah, by all three names.
Just saying.
Oh, yeah. Then you know you're in trouble.
Yeah. Or just the first two names, the first and the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Orkin Exterminating Company surveyed what pests Americans fear most. 4% named their spouse and kids.
Somebody's having a humor day.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow, just to
that
make...
must have been, you know what that was? That was if the man answered the phone.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Leave me alone.
I came, picked up the phone, I was watching the ball game, and you asked me a question like that?
I'll tell you what, you know, right now, other than you, my wife and kids pester me the most.
That's so. It, yeah. Well, I got up to answer the phone. Hard to believe that the iPhone has been around for 5 years.
Wow.
Went on sale 5 years ago tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll get me one.
Well, you know, you say that.
I say that.
Let's go ahead. Let's get in the Wayback Machine, mm-hmm. Okay, with Mr. Peabody.
Yeah.
And let's go back to 5 years ago when they talked to Steve Ballmer, you know, that guy from Microsoft.
Oh, yeah.
They asked him about this iPhone thing and this newfangled deal and what he thought about it.
And what did he say?
He said,
$500 fully subsidized with a plan? I said, that is the most expensive phone in the world, and it doesn't appeal to business customers because it doesn't have a keyboard, which makes it not a very good email machine. Now, it may sell very well or not. We have our strategy. We've got great Windows Mobile devices in the market today. Yeah. You can get a Motorola Q phone now for $99. Yeah. It's a very capable machine. Uh-huh. It'll do music. It'll do internet. It'll do email. It'll do instant messaging. Uh-huh. So I kind of look at that and I say, well, I like our strategy. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a Motorola Q.
Yeah.
That thing just sucked the battery down. So much so that I got a second Motorola Q that was Windows Mobile. And I actually liked it, but I had to get the extended life battery. So then it stuck out. It looked like it was pregnant.
I was going to say, then you got this thing that you're carrying around in your pocket that's basically the size of a bar of soap.
Well, it had a baby bump, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apple originally wanted to work with Motorola on the iPhone. The product that Motorola delivered wasn't what Steve Jobs wanted. At one point, Apple actually thought about calling the iPhone the iPad at that time. The original iPhone almost shipped with a physical keyboard. But Apple didn't end up going with that route, and obviously. And then one insider said this was a really, really heated topic at Apple World, too, as to whether or not they were going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It took Apple 74 days to sell 1 million iPhones. Impressive, although nothing compared to the 35 million iPhones that Apple sold in the second quarter of this year. The original iPhone launched without an app store because Steve Jobs didn't want to deal with any third-party developers. We did find out it was a bit of a pill.
Mm-hmm.
The Apple iStore now has 650,000 apps out there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's a remarkable device.
Yeah.
I have to say, I'm just...
You like it, do you?
Totally in love with mine.
Apple Store has clocked in 30 billion app downloads. 30 billion downloads of apps. Yeah. And Apple has more than 400 million App Store accounts with credit cards enabled for one-click buying, making it the biggest seller on the Internet.
Well,
5 years ago tomorrow.
Well, I get out of my 2-year contract jail on Sunday, you know.
Oh,
get out on contract parole.
I do. I get out of contract jail on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's when I'm free to go and, you know, and buy something at somewhat of a reduced price.
Now, has the current provider been bombarding you with things going, oh, let me tell you what wonderful deal we've got for you?
No, actually, no. They haven't. Okay. You know, I just found out the other day when I get sprung, and it will be on July the 1st. Right.
So now,
is
it at midnight? So like at 12:01?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be outside the front door of the store.
You gonna do fireworks at your house? What's going on? Oh, Turby Bill's contract's up.
Yeah.
He's gonna throw a party.
Yeah.
Until his HOA kicks in.
Yeah. That's right. So I'll be considering the jump to the iPhone.
And while we're talking about that, of course,
BlackBerry.
What Google did, showed their new tablet computer, the Google Nexus 7. And it's a little bit smaller. Have you seen? It's priced at $199, which is, you know, probably an okay price.
Mm-hmm.
Also, according to some sources, we might be seeing a new Kindle Fire as early as July 31st, if you'd like to do that thing. Sources say that Amazon is working on a 10-inch version of the Fire to go along with the smaller one. Oh, good. So then, you know, we'll have that, too. And you got your laptop here, and then you got this one here.
Well, they're trying to negate the need of a laptop is what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for instance, with the iPad, you can get and I'm sure with the Android devices as well, you can get Bluetooth keyboards and things like that, which if you're able to do that, you don't need a keyboard.
You don't need a laptop for that. So, all right. Between now and 8 o'clock, if we have time, from the people who brought you the Famous Bowl.
Yeah.
From the one who brought you the Double Down, something new from those people. Coming up in a little while.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your little
project need.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Yesterday, I explained that rushing into a new relationship after a divorce is a serious blunder that will weaken future relationships. But there's another reason why moving forward too quickly is a bad idea. It'll hurt your kids. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Adults often make life-changing decisions without fully understanding their impact on children. For the kids, it's the most significant loss they can experience, and that's not an exaggeration. When parents divorce, kids often experience the same psychological distress as if their mother or father died. That anguish is intensified when parents jump into new relationships too quickly. Children aren't emotionally capable of understanding the realities of a divorce in the same way as adults. They need to grieve the life they once knew before adjusting to a new one. And that's why it's best if newly single parents put their dating relationships on hold until their kids are emotionally able to handle the changes. You heard me correctly. Don't date. The most important need your children have at this time in their life is stability. And that's likely going to require sacrifice on your part. They'll be able to move forward eventually, but it's going to take plenty of time and understanding. So if your marriage has ended, give yourself and your kids a break. Move forward, but slowly. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you had to describe the home buying process in a phrase or perhaps a single word, would it be a single word like nerve-wracking? Would it be a phrase like tried my patience? It shouldn't be that way. The home buying process can be frustrating, but it needs to be fun because, after all, this is probably your biggest investment. That's why you need a realtor like Zweiker & Associates that makes sure they're looking out for your best interest. One of the things that they specialize in is they meet with you, they find out what you absolutely do and do not want in your new home. Then what they do is they go out and they look at all of the available properties that are on the market, which is literally in the hundreds, and they narrow it down to about 8 to 12 properties that meet your exact criteria, because they know your time is important and they want to make sure that you don't get this overload thing that leads to frustration or nerve-wracking or anything like that, any of those other words we may have used
to describe the home buying process. Find out how Zweiker and Associates can change the home buying process for you. Go to ZARealEstate.com. ZARealEstate.com.
One more time, good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take another look at your sports. Last night on national TV, NBC covered it when Texas A&M sophomore Bria Larson, she won the 100-meter breaststroke at the Olympic trials in Omaha, Nebraska, beating the two best in the world. It sounded like this.
Bria Larson looking good in lane three. Just below her is Rebecca Soni. Looks like Soni's going to close enough to get a top two spot. Hardy battling down in lane five. I don't think she's going to get it. It is Larson who just gets ahead of Soni.
Bria Larson from Mesa, Arizona is a sophomore for Texas A&M. She was congratulated by her coach, Steve Boltman, and her teammates. Larson hoped that maybe she could beat either world champion Rebecca Soni or world champion holder Jessica Hardy, but indeed she beat both of them by a fingernail over Soni, who will join Larson on the Olympic team in London in August. Christine Marshall was the last Aggie to make the Olympic swim team, but that was in the 800 freestyle relay. Larson becomes the first Aggie ever to make it as an individual swim event competitor. Congratulations to her. More Olympic trial news. The decision on how to break that 100-meter dash third-place tie between Aggie Jenna Batarmo and her Nike teammate Allison Felix will probably not be made until after both have finished the 200-meter competition that starts tonight with the prelims and ends Saturday with the finals. The two tied for third and the final Olympic spot. If either opts for a runoff, it'll be a runoff. If neither opt for a runoff, it'll be a coin flip. Aggie Dominique Duncan is also entered in tonight's 200-meter prelims at the Olympic trials in Portland. Two Tech A&M Consolidated grads are competing in the track and field trials at Portland. Hammer thrower Chris Crail is already done. He finished second, but with a throw that was short of the Olympic A standard. Distance runner Duncan Phillips will compete today in the 1,500-meter run. The Arkansas grad will run in the first of three heats at 4:20 this afternoon. The semifinals are Friday and the finals are Sunday. Good luck to him. Well, the NBA draft starts tonight at 6 o'clock on ESPN, and Aggie fans will tune in to see if Chris Middleton gets picked. Middleton has been projected by some experts as a possible second-round pick, but he could go undrafted and look for the free agent route. ESPN's Chad Ford projects him to go in the second round to Charlotte. He passed up his senior year at A&M to enter the draft. He averaged 13.2 points a game as a junior last year, but he missed 12 games due to an injury. The search for a new A&M athletic director at Texas A&M, as Chase Murphy told you, may be near an end as the A&M Board of Regents will vote tomorrow to give President R. Bowen Lofton authority to hire a replacement for Bill Byrne, who retired last month. Now, while no prevalent names have surfaced in a highly secret search, media reports now say that Georgia Tech AD Dan Radakovich is a possible target of the search. It was first reported on the website that covers Georgia Tech, but now the Atlanta Journal-Constitution has picked up the story and was told by Radakovich that, quote, he hasn't had a minute to think about another job, which, of course, is not a denial. Brent Zornerman of the Houston Chronicle wrote yesterday that a new AD could be named as early as next week, but search committee co-chair Jason Cook said that no AD would be named following Friday's telephonic Regents meeting. The Brazos Valley Bombers dropped their second straight home game last night, falling to the Acadiana Cane Cutters 7-5 at AMB Ballpark. They've lost six of their last eight now and trailed the TCA leaders East Texas Pumpjacks by four games. The Bombers are back home tonight with the Victoria Generals at 7:05. And finally, Texas football coach Mack Brown is wondering if some of the expected financial windfall from the newly installed playoff system should be headed to the players. Brown tweeted that he hopes the possibility of a student athlete stipend can be revisited, saying, quote, it will be a very lucrative event, and those young people are the ones that make it all possible. A committee of university presidents approved the 14 playoff system that will begin after the 2014 season. And that's your look at sports. Good morning at 7:56. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For nearly 70 years.
years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Folks at Intercon, just a phone call away, and Intercon can come to your house, come to your business, take a look at your windows, make sure that they are as energy efficient as possible. Maybe repair them, maybe replace them, but they'll do it in a situation that works best for you. Because they're a local company, if you want to do the work in stages, that works out just fine to fit within your budget. But know this, these are local people who specialize in windows. Make sure that they're as energy efficient as possible. That's a big part of what your energy bill is going to look like if your windows aren't energy efficient. So give the folks at Intercon a call at 823-3639. Let them come out and kind of assess that situation. One of the great things about it is, beside being a local company, there's never any high pressure. They'll give you the estimate. It's a good product at a fair price. They've got hundreds of satisfied customers, so it's certainly not a problem for them to work with you. Give them a call at 823-3639, Intercon, 823-3639.
Best of the Brazos Molly Maid wishes to thank everyone for such a great year. Our home cleaning professionals work hard to provide the best cleaning service in the Brazos Valley. We take care of the baseboards, toilets, kitchen, everything you don't have time for. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust, friendly, thorough, and professional. Call Molly Maid today to find out how you can enjoy the best of the Brazos difference. 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700, or at mollymaid.com. Please vote for Molly Maid again this year as your favorite cleaning company in the Brazos Valley. We appreciate it.
Brown & Company Insurance Services has been one of the area's leading providers of life insurance, health insurance, and employee benefits for over 30 years.
Given today's environment, there's never been a better time to review your insurance needs. I'm Sharon Brown with Brown & Company Insurance Services. Please call me for a complete review of your coverage at 694-6900 or visit our website at
Bread. That's right. Now, think about this. When was the last time that you ate a cheeseburger and you thought, man, I wish the cheese was on top of the bun?
Ooh.
That's right. God. KFC Philippines. Not U.S. America yet. A new product called the New Cheese Top Burger.
Yes.
WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
We are confident that the law is constitutional.
But will the Supreme Court agree with the White House? Republican Senator Ron Johnson hopes not.
I really do think if the mandate gets struck down, the entire law should go.
And an hour before the ruling, Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live outside the court where there are a lot of demonstrators.
A lot of energy outside the court for what many call the most anticipated ruling from the justices in a decade or more. Folks hoping to watch the opinion delivered got in line last night. Protesters on both sides of the issue have been playing music, chanting, and sign-holding since dawn. Of course, the mood for many could change once the opinion is delivered. The court could offer a split ruling, upholding parts, striking down others, or keep the law in place in full, or scrap the whole thing, Dave.
Jared, this hasn't happened before. An attorney general could today be held in contempt of Congress in the Fast and Furious probe. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
The House is set to vote on two resolutions, one civil, one criminal, citing Holder for refusing to turn over more documents related to the ill-fated attempt to track guns going to Mexican drug cartels. Now, the criminal contempt resolution would go to the U.S. attorney for D.C. The civil charge would go to a court to try to force Holder to turn over the papers. But courts have been reluctant to get into fights between the executive and legislative branches. And Dave, the president invoked executive privilege over those disputed documents.
Rich, Colorado Springs is still on fire.
It makes you think about how much stuff you really have and what you really care about.
She's among the 30-plus thousand forced out of their homes by flames. That wildfire is not contained. It's already torched an estimated 300 homes. Other wildfires are still burning in Colorado and in several other western states. There's not much change in unemployment. First-time jobless claims fell only slightly last week to 386,000, and the government confirms the economy's growth in the first quarter was just 1.9%. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703. That's 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703.
With the same great dentist. We just have a new name. Hi, I'm Dr. Karen Arentz with Arentz Family Dentistry, formerly CarePlus Dental on Villa Maria. My husband Jim and I have provided excellent care and professional service to the Brazos Valley since 1984. We use state-of-the-art technology in every procedure. We offer the finest and most advanced dental care for your entire family. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit ArentzDDS.com. That's ArentzDDS.com.
The all-new BMW 328i has a 0-60 time of 5.9 seconds, faster than the Mercedes C250, Lexus IS250, and Audi A4. And that inspired Car and Driver to say,
clearly, the new 3 Series is the compact sports sedan for a changed world.
It also puts out 240 horsepower, making it more powerful than the Mercedes C250, Lexus IS250, and Audi A4, which move Motor Trend to say,
this is not just a win for the 328i, it's a massacre.
And it gets 33 highway miles per gallon, so it's more fuel efficient than the Mercedes C250, Lexus IS250, and Audi A4. So, after a recent test drive, the all-new BMW 3 Series inspired Gary from Chicago to say,
woo! I love it!
We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine. Speed and power claims based on specs from manufacturer sites, 2333 city highway miles per gallon, and comparisons based on EPA estimates.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
If you're a business owner, you need to listen to this. Did you know that your brand could be on dozens of rolling billboards for a fraction of the cost of stationary billboards? If you're looking for a unique marketing plan that will really get noticed, putting your brand on the sides of school buses in Bryan and College Station may be just what you've been looking for. Their large, colorful, and innovative designs demand attention. You can't click through them. You can't ignore them. School bus ads offer flexibility in size and location, and school bus ads help raise funds for your school district. Call 281-962-4390 or visit steepcreekmedia.com.
Harry has a Honda, Holly has a Honda, Howard has a Honda too. Helen has a Honda, Harvey has a Honda, I know what I'm gonna do.
Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the Accord, Civic, Odyssey, Pilot, Ridgeline, or Crosstour. Or choose a low lease payment of only $250 per month on the popular Accord.
Huey has a Honda, Herman has a Honda, Hazel has a Honda too. Horace has a Honda, Wanda has a Honda, don't you want a Honda too?
Ellen's got your Honda.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
WTAW News Time, 8:06, 81 degrees right now at the studios. Upper 90s for a high today. The heat index well over 100. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. A special meeting of the A&M System Board of Regents on Friday includes two action items. In addition to finalizing the agreement for an A&M law school, Regents will consider giving President Bowen Lofton authority to hire a new athletic director. A&M spokesman Jason Cook says there will not be an announcement of a new athletic director following the Regents meeting, and there's no comment on the specifics of the search. As for the law school, System Chancellor John Sharp does not expect any challenges from other public universities when the proposal goes before the Higher Education Coordinating Board.
I remember having discussions with Frank Irwin, the chairman of the board of University of Texas years and years ago, and I remember he wasn't too keen about the idea, but Haven't heard those kind of arguments in a very long time.
Friday's Regents meeting starts at 2 p.m. with an executive session and will be conducted by conference call. No more money for public education without accountability. That's the message of the Texas Coalition for a Competitive Workforce.
In the world's market, we are going to have an educated workforce. We do not have one today.
That's Texas Association of Business CEO Bill Hammond, and the state STAR test is the accountability he's referring to.
We need to ensure that the public school system is meeting the needs of these children, graduating them career or college ready. Without a structured accountability system, that simply will not happen.
More than 500 school districts have signed a resolution against the STAR testing system. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
So why is it so hot this early in the summer? State climatologist John Nielsen-Gammon at Texas A&M says the current heat wave is connected to Tropical Storm Debbie, which is dumping rain in Florida.
Winds blowing from the northeast across Texas, which prevents the air from being cooled by the Gulf of Mexico.
Nielsen-Gammon says it's not an indication we're in for a super hot summer, but he is worried that the drought is creeping back in. With summer temperatures soaring, the Texas Public Utility Commission is set to vote today on raising the price cap on wholesale electricity rates by 50%. The hope is that the lure of more profits will spur construction of power plants to help the state meet future energy demands. But the state's large industrial users claim the increase could cost billions of dollars, and consumer groups worry a wholesale increase will eventually trickle down to monthly household electric bills for you and me. Thursday's vote, that's today, could be just the start. Commissioners are considering, but not yet voting on, a plan to triple the wholesale price starting in the summer of 2013. BTU's Gary Miller is our guest. We'll talk with him here in just a moment about that. Unscheduled park maintenance is taking place in Bryan this summer.
Removing dead trees as a protective measure for our residents and also for the users of the parks. We ask that you please excuse the mess for a while as we clean it up. Tanglewood Park alone has over 50 dead trees, so get all the free firewood you want while you can, I guess.
Interim City Manager Keene Register says a private contractor has been hired for the tree removal at Tanglewood at a cost of more than $5,000. Those trees will not be replaced. U.S. House and Senate reportedly ready to agree on a one-year extension of continuing the college student loan rate at 3.4%.
Well, that's what I hear, but I'll believe it when I see it.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the government needs to get out of the student loan business.
If you remember, that was part of the president's takeover of health care. That was one of the gimmicks they used to fund it, was by having the student loan program federalized to pay for Obamacare. We need to put it back into the private hands.
Flores believes if student loans were in the private sector, interest rates would be around 3%. And a Texan and one of Eric Holder's sharpest critics is turning up the heat on the embattled U.S. Attorney General.
Senator John Cornyn joined 30 other GOP senators in calling for a congressional investigation if Holder does not name a special counsel to investigate recent national security leaks to the media. The state's junior senator says the U.S. attorneys Holder has named are anything but independent.
Political appointees are tasked with doing the investigation and reporting to guess who? Eric Holder.
Cornyn has already called on Holder to resign because of the fast and furious gun trafficking sting. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 8:10, 81 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up about 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com.
Pioneer Steel provides the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary or number two material, and used drill pipes. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic sheet metal, primary or number one material, and new structural pipes. Pioneer Steel also provides written warranties on their materials and encourages you to ask their competition if they provide the same. Pioneer Steel, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
811 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2WAY.
High pressure over the region will keep temperatures on the warm side the next several days, though it looks like the worst of the heat is going to shift in over the interior part of the country. For today, we end up with lots of sunshine. We should be about 95 to 100 degrees this afternoon. Clear tonight, 75 to 80. More sun for tomorrow, 95 to 100. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Clouding up with showers and thunderstorms Saturday, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go.
Yeah.
What?
Do you know how you were distracted?
How?
You cut me off.
I'm sorry. I was having a conversation.
I know
what What do you want to say? What do you want to say that I didn't let you
say? I said WTW.com, and I was about to say my name, and then you cut me out.
Well, okay. I'll tell you
what if my mama was listening?
Yeah. Next
mama.
I think he got, I didn't get fired, mama. It's me.
He cut my boy off. I'm going to call him right now. Next time you're on the big microphone, why don't you just say your name?
As if I care, right?
Yeah, I know. That's it. Yeah. It's not going to change. It's going to be the same thing tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So go ahead. Tell them you're Chase Murphy.
I'm Chase Murphy.
Thanks.
WTAW.
That's us. Matter of fact, Alan Brugman's here this morning from the city of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
And you brought a guest to play Jethro Trivia with us. Is that correct?
That's the sole purpose for Gary Miller being here.
Really?
Yeah.
He said, as soon as he was named as the interim head of BTU, which was like less than a month ago, he said, man, I may get to play Jethro Trivia.
And I tickled him with the excitement of
Did
coming
you?
On this morning. Yeah.
It's one of the perks.
Do you know what Jethro Trivia is?
I don't, but I'm looking forward to playing.
It'll be fun. It really will. Okay, so anyway, we do. We welcome Gary in to, we're going to talk power here in just a minute. Jethro Trivia is our oddly informative little news quiz that asks a simple question about pop culture. It's easy to win and fun to play. Today we're talking, and it's a multiple choice question. So what we'll do is we'll ask a question, and Chase will get to answer first, then Tom, then Alan.
No. Chase answered first last time.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. You didn't think I'd catch him on
this. So Tom gets to answer first.
Thank you.
Then Chase, then Alan, and then you. And you can take the same answer that any of them do. There are no prizes involved for you.
Okay. And no betting.
And no betting. No wagering. A Swedish woman, today it's the horrors of air travel. That's our question. Yeah. A Swedish woman was reimbursed for half of the cost of her flight after having to endure what? A, a loss in her luggage. B, standing the entire time due to a booking error. C, sitting across from a corpse. Or D, suffering hearing loss due to a nonstop crying baby. Again, A, loss of her luggage. B, standing the entire time because of a booking error. C, sitting across from a corpse. Or D, suffering a hearing loss because of a nonstop crying baby. Tom.
Not going to be B, because that's against FAA regulations. But
it's just
of course,
Sweden.
That's an American
it's
one.
Sweden.
Yeah, that's right. But it's probably against Swedish regulations,
okay,
too.
Okay, right.
I'm going to say a D, the hearing loss.
Hearing loss, D, hearing loss. Okay, Chase?
You know, I was thinking that, too, about standing, and then I was going to go with D, but just to be contrarian, I will go B, that she had to stand the entire time.
Okay, there you go. Alan?
You know, my first instinct probably, too, was the hearing loss.
Yeah.
Because the other ones seem a little weird.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say the corpse.
Oh, all right. There we go.
Let's say there was a body bag or something flying.
Sure. I like that Alan only characterized that as a little weird. If I'm across from a corpse, that's pretty freaking weird as far as I'm concerned.
Dead body somehow, right?
Right. Okay, Gary?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Alan. I'm going to go with the corpse.
The guys from the city of Bryan are winners today.
All right.
Get out of here.
Yep. Lena Pettersson, a reporter for Radio Sweden, was reimbursed half of her $1,400 airfare after sitting across from a corpse for much of the 10-hour flight to Kenya.
Did somebody pass on mid-flight?
Yes. The guy died a few hours into the overnight flight, and they couldn't stop anyplace. The flight was full. Oh, what, they're going to put him in the overhead bin? Anyway.
Well, was he like Bernie?
I'm not sure.
Just propped him up.
I don't know. I'm just telling you. Yeah. So there you go. All right. Got that done. All right. Time.
My only question is, I mean, did he just not pass away quietly? How do you know? I mean,
you want me to get your Lena's number and you can call her?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. Okay. Appreciate it.
If we get more details, we'll be sure and let you know. Okay. All right. Anyhow, as aforementioned, Gary Miller's here this morning. He's the interim head of BTU. There is a fear over what could happen if the state runs out of electricity and has to use the old rolling blackouts to keep the statewide electrical grid from collapsing. So to reduce the risk of blackouts, the Public Utility Commission wants to raise the cap on the price for wholesale electricity during those peak demand times by 50% in an effort to make the market more profitable. In turn, the commission hopes that lures more investment to Texas to build more power plants, but the PUC's own consultants in a report that was released earlier this month cautioned that the state could go overboard in trying to reduce that risk. And how much money are we talking about? One industry group called the Texas Industrial Energy Consumers told the PUC, in a filing, we could be talking about between $4.5 billion and $14 billion added to the annual cost of electricity. You know, some of that would probably go into the the consumer's checkbook and take a little money out of them. So they're going to vote this morning, and while we have two different cities, they handle utilities differently, and BTU is different than College Station Utilities. Tomorrow, Tim Crabb will join us from College Station Utilities, but today, Gary Miller's with us. Gary, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here.
Let's talk here for a minute about this, because we're looking at $3,000 currently as the cap, and then they're going to raise that to $4,500. Now, this is wholesale, but how does that fit within the world of the everyday consumer of electricity?
Well, we buy and sell on the market every day, and what we pay for electricity or get paid for electricity goes right into what we charge our customers for in the fuel rate. So it's a direct hit or benefit to our customers, whatever the market is in ERCOT every day.
Okay. Now, again, unlike other places, BTU is a power generator. You guys and gals make power. So is it more a case that if that spike is hit at $4,500, this, in fact, could be a windfall for BTU, and does it protect the BTU customer from having to pay that, be hit by that $4,500 cap?
Well, if we're doing our job right, it will be a benefit to BTU's customers. We do have excess generation, or not a lot, but we do have excess generation above above our customers' requirements. So when those high price times hit, we should have all that generation online and be selling into that high price market.
So now that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to immediately see a discount in our utility rate, though, would we?
It does not. It flows into our fuel rate, which we change on occasion. We look at every year to determine whether we have over or under collected fuel and either charge our customers extra if we've under-collected, or pay back in the fuel rate if we've over-collected.
Gary Miller is our guest. He's the interim head of BTU. As we talk about today, the Utility Commission looking to raise the cap on wholesale prices. Obviously, because we're in this grid, we're kind of all in this thing together, most of the state of Texas, oddly enough, it was cold weather that caused a problem back in February, where some people lost power rather than hot weather, which is what you would think. But what is the concern, and what are the chances that BTU customers might have to suffer a rolling blackout because of something that happens far away from here in Texas?
Well, there's always that possibility, and in the Texas grid, we're all in it together. And so if rolling blackouts occur on a grid-wide basis, then BTU's customers will have to participate. We're mandated to participate by the rules in the grid. But it is possible for local problems to cause the same rolling blackout conditions, just not on a statewide basis.
Sure, and we've had those before. I mean, there's no doubt that just happens. Power goes out sometimes. Now, and let's talk about that for a minute. Let's kind of dig into this, because the Brattle report, the Brattle group came out with this report. That's the one that the PUC looked at. And, I mean, is there an acceptable amount of time that power can be down within a year that before people start to feel uncomfortable about not being able to flip the switch and have the lights come on?
Well, you know, that's a hard question. I mean, that's individual customers that have different opinions on what's acceptable. It's difficult in this market for generation to get built. And so we're at a point in time where we're right on the cusp of having enough capacity to serve the load. And we had a strong build of generation in the early 2000s, and we've enjoyed that excess capacity up until now. So we're at that point, and it's time to start building additional generation. And this is the PUC's attempt to fix that problem.
Of course, as recently as yesterday, the EPA is talking about problems within Texas. 14 states filed suit, and they lost yesterday. And the idea is that this has to be a paying proposition for somebody to come in and build a power plant. We're at record low prices for natural gas right now. What is the environment, in your opinion, what is the environment for them building more power generation in Texas in the next two or three years?
Well, you know, obviously coal's not going to get built. It's going to, you know, generally it's going to be gas that's going to get built, or wind is continuing to be built, and some solar But the environment for gas plants to be built is not, you know, with the low gas prices, it's just difficult to earn a rate of return. So the environment is really not conducive still to building gas plants, unless this price cap increase does help that problem and helps, you know, investors see that they can get a return on their investment.
Now, kind of explain to us from a technical standpoint, without getting too far out in the weeds, obviously you'd like to create as much energy as you could, but storing it is a very difficult thing to do. You can't. You've got to get it out on the market. Is there anything that we see in the future that makes this a situation where you really will be able to store the energy and sell it at a later date?
Well, not on a large enough scale to make a difference, really. I mean, there is battery technology out there right now that the largest one that I've heard of is like storage of 5 megawatts, and that's a very, even for BTU's customers, that's a very small percentage of our load. So that technology is, you know, still being looked at, but and is out there, but it's really not available on a large enough magnitude to make a difference.
Now, since in the world of power generation, BTU is a small player, but still, is there any plan that you might look at increasing your generation during this time?
We look at that every year, and right now, like I said earlier, we do have excess. We're probably good for the next few years. So, my best guess at this point is it'll be 3 or 4, maybe even 5 years before we start looking at building something else.
Now, talk to me about the biomedical corridor. What is the, I don't know right off the top of my head, in the ILA agreement between the cities, who is going to provide the power in the biomedical corridor?
Yeah, I think it will be a combination. We will, BTU will have some of the buildings and the load growth there will be BTU customers, and some will be College Station. It really will be a combination of both.
Because okay. We don't know what's going in there necessarily.
Correct.
And
exactly
right. There you could have somebody who's going to really need to be using a lot of power, and I guess that could change the world a little bit.
Absolutely. So, you know, load growth in our area has really never stopped, even with the situation as it has been over the last few years. And this biomedical corridor could even, you know, push load growth up there. So, you know, that's a good point, and that could cause us to need additional capacity sooner than we're thinking. But again, we look at that every year. We do our planning to make sure that we're going to have enough.
Sure. This dereg thing, this is something that people in other cities talk about, and we don't talk about it here in neither city. Why is it that neither city has an opportunity, their customers have an opportunity to choose their power provider?
Well, you know, that's kind of a difficult question also, but really, you know, back in the late 90s when dereg was being looked at, the legislatures looked at municipals and co-ops and said, you know, you guys built infrastructure to serve your captive customers, and you did a good job, and your rates are low. We're going to allow you to continue to do that. And I think as long as municipals do continue to keep their rates low and serve their customers at rates as good or better than what the retail electric providers are doing out there, that we should be able to continue to keep our customers. You know, that's really what it is that we have historically done a good job, and we had put the investment into the infrastructure needed to serve our customers.
Sure. Anything we didn't cover? Anything else that's important we need to leave with people?
Well, you know, nothing that I'm aware of at the moment.
Just turn your thermostat up a few degrees if you possibly can, and maybe we won't have the blackouts. And again, well, we've already reached our record capacity in June. Right?
Well, for June we have. Yeah. We beat it. I think ERCOT beat it by a couple of hundred megawatts, and it was real surprising, but it looks like we're over it for now, and BTU came out of it really well.
Sure, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank
morning.
You. I appreciate it.
Yep, that's Gary Miller. He's the interim head of BTU. What else we got going on in the city?
All right, I wanted to make sure everybody had heard about the Texas Reds entertainment announcement. Mayor Bianski made it Tuesday evening at the end of the council meeting. This Saturday evening, I should say, this is October 12th and 13th this year. Can you imagine if we were having it in June?
No, I don't want to.
That'd be horrible.
Think about that, yeah.
October 12th and 13th, so it'll be cooler. Roger Craiger will be the headliner Saturday night. Johnny Lee and the Urban Cowboy Band will open up for him. Friday night headliner, the Texas Tornadoes. That's Freddie Fender's
band. Yeah, Freddie Fender's old band.
We'll also have the Texas Twisters, fittingly. Twisters and the Tornadoes will be playing. And then there's a whole other slew of bands that are playing both Saturday and Friday. All that information is at TexasRedsFestival.com. And this started right here in this room, I believe, the challenge between the mayors.
Yes, it did. It started right here.
Mayor Byinski is making good on the bet that they made, he and Mayor Barry. Brian Vikings, of course, got swept by the Consolidated Tigers in that baseball series, the playoffs, and so he now owes the College Station Council some hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And hot dogs, et cetera, hot dogs and wings, et cetera, right there. And Brian has generously provided the hot dogs, and he'll be delivering them this afternoon there to the College Station City Council workshop. So if you want to see Mayor Byinski with some hot dogs and, you know, him serving the College Station Council.
And I think he'll be wearing a Consolidated jersey to a council meeting.
That's happening on the 10th. The next Bryan City Council meeting on July 10th, he's supposed to be wearing a Consolidated shirt. So
the whole meeting, or do we know?
Yeah, I don't know what that plan is going to be. He may make an appearance and then pull it off. I'm not real sure.
Knowing him,
he'll be a good sport and keep it on the whole meeting. So
I got you. All right.
That's the payoff. That's happening this afternoon.
All right, very good. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays on News Talk 1620.
Fewer new faces on the unemployment lines. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a modest downtick last week in the number of workers filing new claims for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department counted 386,000 initial filings, 6,000 fewer than the week before. The Commerce Department issued its final report on first quarter economic growth. The agency says the gross domestic product expanded at a 1.9% annual rate from January through March. That's the same as the prior estimate. The futures suggest stocks are headed for a lower start this morning. There's uncertainty about the Supreme Court ruling on Obamacare, and investors are pessimistic about the chances for any major breakthroughs during the two-day European Union Economic Conference that opens today. Google's new Wi-Fi tablet is aimed directly at Amazon's Kindle Fire. The Google device will be called the Nexus 7. It will have a 7-inch screen, the same as the Fire. The starting price of $199 also matches the Fire. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
So, Dr. Morisi, as an economist, you're saying business leaders don't understand the true cost of documents?
They just don't get it. Unmanaged printers and MFPs, dysfunctional document workflow, it's profit-killing chaos.
So what's the answer?
Kyocera. With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera helps companies run more profitably.
Peter, Dr. Marie,
so go from chaos to Kyocera.
Hey, that's my line.
Doctor. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Recently on Bravo Brazos Valley, we visited with Teresa Mangapora. She's the executive director of the Brazos Valley Food Bank. We talked about an event that happened earlier this week to benefit the capital campaign of the food bank. They need more space. Now we're going to talk to Teresa more about the food bank and the need, especially in the summer and year-round, to help feed the hungry in the Brazos Valley. Here's my visit with Teresa Mangapora. Talk about the capital campaign itself. It's already going on because you all need to expand. You need more space.
Our current warehouse is in the Brazos County Industrial Park off of 2818.
Right.
And we were fortunate enough to get the land donated that's right adjacent to the current building. It was donated by the City of Bryan. So we're very grateful to them. Being able to expand our current facility that's paid off into that land will more than double our current space.
Mm-hmm.
The cool part about it, when you break that down, that's actually going to be three times more dry food that we can bring in. And but the really, really cool part, and I hate to use the word cool twice, but it is cool to me, is we will expand the amount of fresh and frozen food by five times that we can bring in. So more of a state-of-the-art freezer cooler. You know, Texas has a wonderful growing season, so produce is where it's at as far as getting more food in, and it's the healthier stuff. So our limitations now are that we have a very small cooler small freezers, and we have had to turn away donations.
So it literally is the cool part.
It is the cool part. Cool is probably a very outdated term, but to me it is the cool part.
Exactly. And, I mean, this has got to be very exciting for you because you've been around for 7 years, and you've seen when the shelves are full, you've seen when they're getting empty, and when they're full, they just need to be fuller if only you had more shelf space.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's gotten to the point now where there isn't really a real, real low time anymore. And I do remember when there was, where the summers seemed low. We're crowded. The racks are full most of the time, even the aisle space in between, which makes it hard for the workers. It's not very safe. And again, turning down donations is the last thing that we want to do.
Exactly.
Feeding more people is exactly what we want to do. So
this community has really tuned in so much, I think, to the Brazos Valley Food Bank in so many ways. Not only the community, but Texas A&M with the things that they have every year during football season.
Absolutely.
with the Aggies Can Drive, yeah, and all of that. I think this past year, I think with HEB, they gave you all donations for every sack that the defense got and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a credit to the Brazos Food Bank for really getting out the message of the need of hunger in the Brazos Valley.
We work it. We do. We try to find a way to involve just about anybody. I think a food bank, our food bank, but all food banks in general, children can get involved, seniors can get involved, and that may be volunteering, but it may be collecting your allowance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the kids that were involved in the lemonade stands, we got some of those funds. The kids got to come over and actually see the warehouse, go in the freezers and coolers, and it makes it more real and a better understanding to what we're doing. So A&M is absolutely wonderful to us. It is a little difficult for us in the summer because a lot of those Aggies are gone,
right,
so our volunteer base is a little bit lower.
Right.
But Aggies Cans is tremendous.
Thank you, Teresa Mangapora, the Brazos Valley Food Bank. They could use your help. They need more space. I'm Tom Turpeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
Hello, Brazos Valley. Kyle Smith with Auto and Home Mobility here. We understand the importance of having dependable equipment. We don't want you broke down in a parking lot in 100-degree weather. You won't like it. We won't like it. We sell different brands of wheelchair and scooter lifts, but we recommend Bruno. Why? Well, it's made with American steel, cut, punched, welded, and assembled in Wisconsin, USA. Folks, it's the only wheelchair lift I would recommend for my parents because I want them to have the best peace of mind. Come by and see our shop on Highway 21 or call us at 979-589-2005.
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marble Craft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround, and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marble Craft provide you with the solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with the matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
WTAW News Time, 834, 83 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final look at news for the morning, brought to you by Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, locally and family-owned for five generations, callawayjones.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. After the ADEM System Board of Regents acts Friday to buy the Texas Wesleyan Law School, the proposal goes to the Higher Education Coordinating Board. System Chancellor John Sharp was asked if he expects any political roadblocks.
You know, there obviously have always been folks that didn't want A&M to have the law school. I think we've got a good story to tell, that there's a good need, and the way we're doing it, I think we can convince the coordinating board.
Friday's Regents meeting also includes giving A&M President Bowen Lofton authority to hire the Aggies' next athletic director. University spokesman Jason Cook says there's no comment on the specifics of the search, and there will be no announcement following the Regents' meeting. While we're in our first heat wave of the summer, state climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at Texas A&M says we won't have as bad a fire season as last year.
We haven't seen much wildfire in Texas this year because nothing much grew last year, so there's not a lot of fuel to burn.
But he is worried the state may be falling into another drought.
Over the past month, the whole area from Austin to San Antonio has basically missed out on any rain.
Nielsen Gammon says the current heat wave is connected to Tropical Storm Debbie dumping rain in Florida, but it's not an indication that we are in for a super hot summer. Energy production is going to cost Texas more than $2 billion in road work.
The production of oil, natural gas, and wind have caused the greatest impact on the transportation infrastructure. That, according to TxDOT Executive Director Phil Wilson.
The problem is particularly acute on highways, roads, and bridges that are not designed or constructed to accommodate heavy loads or oversized vehicles.
TxDOT has developed the Energy Sector Task Force to address the infrastructure impact of energy production. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
U.S. House and Senate negotiators have reached a tentative deal on new college student loans where interest rates will not double. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan supports putting the federal program into the private sector.
We need to put it back into the private hands. And the rates would probably be around 3% if the private sector was doing it today.
The $6 billion measure would be paid for by curbing companies' tax breaks for pension payments and limiting federal subsidies of student loans. The deal would affect new loans starting July 1st, affecting an estimated 7.4 million students. Tree removal will take place this summer at parks around the city of Bryan. Interim City Manager Keene Register says the first stop is Tanglewood Park, where there are more than 50 dead trees.
Of course, because of the drought, we have seen unprecedented numbers of trees, dead trees in our parks, and it's going to take us a while to get them cleaned up, so bear with us.
Register says no one has recommended replacing the trees. The city will pay a private contractor more than $5,000 for the work. A terror expert says the conviction of a former Texas Tech student is good in more ways than one. Here's more on the story of Khalid Al-Dasari.
Dr. Jeff Atticott at the Center for Terrorism Law says in the early days following 9/11, we had a harder time pinpointing these kinds of cases.
We were very trigger happy. We weren't patient. We moved forward. We didn't get individuals convicted of more serious offenses. And this is really, you know, the new modus operandi is that we can penetrate these types of plots.
And charge people with more serious offenses. He says when authorities find someone thinking of engaging in a plot, they'll contact that person and let the plot develop. He says soon after the September 11th attacks, feds moved in and arrested people without enough evidence and had to charge them with lesser charges like being here illegally. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
A Texas man who argued the state's Castle Doctrine law allowed him to fatally shoot a neighbor after an argument about a noisy party has been sentenced to 40 years in prison for murder. A Houston jury sentenced Raul Rodriguez on Wednesday in the killing of 36-year-old Kelly Danaher. Rodriguez is heard in a video of the incident saying he feared for his life and was standing his ground. His defense attorneys argue the retired firefighter acted in self-defense. The prosecutors say Rodriguez was the aggressor, noting he took a gun when he took to complain about Danaher's party in 2010. And the Miss Texas pageant has a new home. Organizers say the competition will be held at the Allen Event Center about 25 miles north of Dallas with the winner crowned July 7th. Officials say Allen agreed to pay a $20,000 sponsorship fee to help with some pageant costs and bring it to that city. The Miss Texas pageant was held at Texas Hall on the UT Arlington campus since 2009 after more than 45 years in Fort Worth. WTAW News Time is 8:39, 82 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Callaway Jones. More local news today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At your time of loss, trust the caring staff at Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory to serve your family with compassion and sensitivity to meet your individual needs. Because friends and family members may be spread across the country or overseas, Callaway Jones now offers funeral webcasting. These webcasts provide families with an affordable and long-lasting keepsake and allow guests to share in the celebration of life, even when travel is an impossibility. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for five generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Ray Salon and Spa has moved. Ray Salon is now in their new location on Rock Prairie at Welburn behind Chicken Express. Rachel and her team are happy to announce that they are still providing you with the same great services. Want to turn back the clock on your appearance? Try a chemical peel, facial, or the newest no mess on the skin, state-of-the-art diamond microdermabrasion to reduce fine lines and wrinkles. Ray Salon and Spa has moved and is now at Welburn and Rock Prairie behind Chicken Express. Call 820-7099 or click RaySalon.com. Ray Salon, if the crown fits...
Boy, who doesn't need a vacation? But quite often, the beginning of that vacation and the end of that vacation has to do with travel, and that sometimes kind of burns you a little bit. You end up maybe with not such a great experience. Folks at RV Station want to change that for you. If you've always thought about you wanted to get a travel trailer or a fifth wheel, something so that you could go as a family, as a group, kind of do it your way, RV Station has solutions for you. You'll find over 85 units in the inventory. Shop them online at rvstationonline.com. then head to Earl Rudder Freeway, 2815 Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, and have a look at what they have for you at RV Station. First of all, they have, for instance, the Keystone Hornet 26B. This sleeps 8, has all the options. It's priced at $15,995. But in addition, they have Jayco, and they have Heartland, and they have Forest River. Those are names that are well-known for quality products, and they last a long, long time. And, you know, with the new technology, no special hauling requirements for these RVs so that you can, again, go out and vacation the way that you want to. So visit them online at RVStationOnline.com and head out to see them. RV Station, take your vacation the way that you want to by stopping out and seeing them.
Doctor, America's energy development, it's flatlining. And our economy, red tape regulations, it's flatlining too. How do we revive our country?
The Domestic Energy and Jobs Act is a good first step to recovery. It reduces high energy costs that hurt our hard-working families and small businesses. And it helps grow our economy from the bottom up, creating greater energy security and more good jobs. And it's part of a next-generation energy strategy that embraces an all-of-the-above approach while taking good care of our environment.
Conservative leaders like Congressman Bill Flores get it and are taking action by voting for the Domestic Energy and Jobs Act. Thank Congressman Bill Flores for working to invigorate America's flatlining energy production and tell him to vote for H.R. 4078 next month. The Regulatory Freeze for Jobs Act to create jobs and revitalize our economy for the next generation.
Paid for by the YG Network. YGNetwork.org.
8:42, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Rather uncomfortable across the region the next several days, but much of the central United States is going to be baking. Fortunately for us, we're actually going to cool off just a tiny little bit. Sunshine 95 to near 100 today, overnight clear 75 to 80. We'll have sun during the day tomorrow, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night clear, 75 to 80 degrees. Saturday clouds roll in, so will some showers and thunderstorms, high Saturday 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, we didn't really get a chance because we were hurried to talk about this new product.
Oh, that's right.
The KFC is providing.
And you did establish that it is not a domestic product.
It is not, but there could be such a clamor for this.
Right.
Now, I don't know. I can't imagine.
I saw it, and I have two words to describe it.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
And I don't want to do anything that would put out the creative fires at KFC.
Well, no.
I mean, I want them to continue to try to, because after all.
You put out the fire, you got raw chicken.
Well,
that's the thing.
Yeah. But I mean, here's the deal. KFC is at a decided disadvantage because their product is chicken.
True.
Yeah. And that's all they have is chicken.
That's all they have?
As opposed
to... Well, they got side. Yeah, you know, they got taters and...
Well, what, yeah, but I yeah, mean... And, yeah. And the parfaits.
And the parfaits.
Well, what they've got a deal now that... Because they've got Grandpa and the Whippersnapper arguing on their commercials now about, you know,
fried, you know, macaroni and cheese or mashed potatoes. You know, it's something like that.
Uh-huh. So it's now basically you can get all of their sides, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You get extra sides. You don't have to... Have family fights.
Could
anymore.
I just go in and get sides?
I'm sure they'd be happy to allow you to purchase.
It'd be kind of cool just go in and go, I don't want no chicken.
I'd like some corn. Hey, what can I get for it? I'd like some mashed potatoes, some baked beans, some coleslaw, and some biscuits.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
And a parfait.
That's right.
And a parfait.
Don't want any of your greasy chicken.
And a Diet Dr. Pepper.
But I mean, folks, if you missed it, from the people who brought us the Famous Bowl, they now are going to take this piece of chicken, they put it on a hamburger bun.
It's basically a chicken patty.
It is. It's a chicken patty, yeah. Chicken stuff. And then they put...
Compressed chicken.
A slice of processed cheese food product on top of the bun.
Don't forget the dressing.
Oh, that's right. It's a garlic parmesan dressing. Anyway, and then
that might not be too bad.
I'm not sure. You know, you probably can put it on wings or something. It'd be great. Anyway, and then they put a piece of cheese on top of it, and they melt the cheese. Now, I'm just saying,
mm-hmm.
I not that I I'm not one to play with my food, but I'm, my thought is, if
and we're
so
cat?
We're yeah. so pleased.
If you grab that
show
thing,
show mommy
that,
how the piggies eat.
if you grab that thing that has the melted cheese on top, I'm just going to say there might be some oil that comes out of it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
on your fingers.
You're going to want a napkin.
You know. And the thing is, again, the mobility of food is very important these days. And so, now you've got greasy fingers. So what are you going to do? You're going to wipe that on your suit pants? Great. Going to wipe it on your velour seat?
Velour.
What?
Nogahead.
I mean, or are you just going to let it be on the steering wheel? Oh, how about on the dashboard? Yeah.
Oh,
wipe
yeah.
your fingers on the dashboard.
Well, that's a good way to get the dust off.
It is. But as I was thinking about that, wow, what a great invention I thought of, okay? You know when you go into the doctor, the eye doctor, you have to rest your chin on a little deal?
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Little okay. paper thing.
Something like that. Okay.
Yeah.
They get a little tearaway thing.
Yeah, right a little tearaway.
All right. But uh-huh. you know what I'm talking about. So let's take something about that size and put it at 3 and 9 on your steering wheel. And that way you can put your elbows right there and you can eat your famous bowl. Am I onto something? What do you think?
I don't think the elbows would work as much as if it's a tearaway. You could just put your hands there.
Oh, well, I guess, yeah.
Because then you just, you know, just pull that thing right off there, and you've got a fresh pad.
We're just...
It's almost like the butcher paper at the doctor's office.
And it is butcher paper, by the way.
I mean, 21st century medicine, we're still putting butcher paper on the exam table at the doctor's office. I mean, what is this 1949? Really? He's not going to come in there with a lit cigarette and his white lab coat and that big reflective thing on his forehead going, let's look at your tonsils.
Oh, yeah, with that little hole in the middle.
Yeah.
Because
that's the one thing I've never seen a doctor use, but he might as well if you're going to come in there and make me sit on the table with butcher paper.
What would you suggest as an alternative?
I mean, don't
to keep
know,
things
but, you know,
sanitary.
Well, once again, and it's Nogahead underneath there.
Well, yeah, but you can't just be sitting on the you can't change out the Nogahead.
I understand that, but I would just think that at some point, you know, in this world where we can, I don't know, transplant faces, that maybe they had moved beyond butcher paper on the exam table.
Ready for the next patient. Go ahead and lay back on that pillow. Yeah.
I wonder how much they charge for, you know, how much
a roll of
how much a roll
it.
Costs
that's just
a
it.
Doctor.
You know, Reed Fields probably gets it a lot cheaper than the doctor's office does.
You're
because
probably
some,
right.
Because
it's
some
a medical,
medical, thing. Medical supplier Hello? Calls Hello? It medical supplies.
Uh-huh. Hello.
Yeah, you know, you could save your a lot of trouble by putting one of those dispensers that are in toilets. So you pull off the paper for your toilet. You already got the hole in it and everything.
Yeah, you're right. You do that.
What, need the hole to honk the horn? What? Because you don't know where your horn is unless it's got a hole right there. Then you have to have it custom because every manufacturer puts the horn in a different spot on the steering wheel.
Yeah, they do. And it makes you mad when you're driving a rent car, don't know where the horn is. You want to honk at somebody?
You're an active horn.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You're looking for the windshield wiper. Yeah. It's pouring rain.
Scott's trying to honk the horn. All he does is set the cruise control.
Yeah. Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Best sandwich shop, best food delivery, best bakery, best cookies. At last year's Best of the Brazos Valley Awards, Blue Baker took home a lot of hardware. Visit our Dominic Drive or University Drive Bakery Cafe and try our award-winning sandwiches, our pastries, stone oven pizza, and of course, our artisan baked bread. Then be sure to visit bestofthebrazos.com to find out how you can vote for the Best of the Brazos Valley, Blue Baker.
They're chasing the leads for UFOs.
Our first stop is to meet with an eyewitness.
And they're chasing the lights.
Look at this!
But what they're really chasing is...
That looks like a flying saucer.
The truth.
Now we're on to something.
Friday on the National Geographic Channel, it's Chasing UFOs, a new series that shines a light on the unknown.
Did you see that?
Wow!
The unanswered.
I want to find out where they come from.
The unidentified.
What the hell was that?
Chasing UFOs premieres Friday at 9 on the National Geographic Channel.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm beside myself excited that the Allen Event Center is now going to be hosting.
Miss Texas pageant.
Yeah. Miss Texas pageant. Now, I want you to know that is this the one that's coming up on July the 7th, or is it another year from now?
Is this Texas USA or Texas America?
No, this is
Miss Texas. Otherwise, it'd be called Miss Texas USA.
Yeah, it's the Miss Texas Scholarship Final Competition.
Is this the one that used to be down in the valley a lot?
No, this is the one that was in Fort Worth.
Okay. If you've been listening to the news, you'd learn that it's been 45 years in Fort Worth, and it's been in Arlington since 2009, but is now moving to the Allen Event Center.
Okay.
And of course,
if we just had a conference center here,
that's where I was going.
Really? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to steal
your thunder. It's not a problem. It's okay. Just, I want you to understand that what they have told us is this is going to bring $500,000.
Oh, wow.
$500,000 to the whole area.
That's it?
$500,000?
Well, they're excited about that. That's big.
That seems...
Yeah, seems small.
Kind of like small potatoes.
Now, they're going to cordon off half of the Allen Event Center. They're not using the entire stadium.
Are you serious?
They are using the half stadium seating. I went to look, and you can get tickets for $213 high end.
Well, no.
That's in the Continental section where you're right there close to the girls. It's almost like you could reach up and...
$213?
Which would get you arrested. Yeah. But, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Well, so that means about 3,000.
Sounds like you're not bringing $500,000 to the area. Sounds like you're bringing $500,000 to the event.
To that arena. It must be in Dutch.
Allen competed with the aforementioned Frisco, Irving, and Dallas to secure the pageant.
Mm-hmm. Well, the city was nobody goes to Irving for anything since the Cowboys left.
That's right. The city was able to meet the $20,000 sponsorship fee requirement.
See, I mean, is that hotel motel tax money right there?
That's what I'm saying. Of course that's what it is. That's why we've got to have this thing.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Chimney Hill Conference Center in College Station.
Hello?
Yes, I've been really contemplating on that corpse in that plane. Did he have a window seat or aisle seat? Aisle seat.
I'm not sure.
He was in the middle, Clarence. That just made it that much more awkward.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Anyway,
he still hated his seat.
Yeah. I'm just thinking.
He died unhappy.
Now I got a story today from our old buddy Henry Mayo.
Okay. He knows everything. Or most everything.
He knows a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, he sends us this week in Brazos County history.
Man, that's awesome.
What happened?
June 24th, so it's this week, 1859. I read to you from the New York...
Brian Daily Eagle.
New York Times. Murders are plentiful in Texas. On Tuesday, June 7th, in Brazos County, Thomas Brumfield was killed by a young man who called himself Davis, but his right name is Pelton. Now, they were in the woods at cards, a short distance from the house of Lewis Rectors. There were three other men present who, duly sworn, stated the amount of money at hand was $1.50. A difficulty arose as to how the game stood. Brumfield drew a pistol upon Pelton and told him that he would rather shoot his heart out than eat. Okay. Mr. Pelton drew a bowie knife and struck Mr. Brumfield in sundry places.
Sundry?
Sundry.
I hate it when my sundry gets stabbed.
Either of which was sufficient to cause death, one under the left arm, entering his lungs, the other his right breast. He only lived about 2 minutes. The parties are strangers in this county. Now, Brumfield, we learned, lived near Gross's Retreat in Grimes County, and it started on a visit to see some friends, as we suppose from circumstances. Pelton, we learn, has a family near Crockett. He was engaged as a teamster hauling rock to build a bridge across the Navasot. A writ has been sworn for him immediately, and they did search diligently.
And this is from what publication?
This is from the New York Times.
That's what I thought.
That's what I said, the New York Times. Another man was also found dead east of the Navasota, a mile or two into Grimes County on Tuesday morning. His name was Lackey. Nothing definite as to the difficulty. His head is severely cut.
Ooh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Might have been injured.
It says as if hit by a glass tumbler.
Oh, he might have took a beer to the noggin.
Could be.
Or whiskey.
Wow. It says here, it all grew out of drunkenness and cars.
See.
Wonder how all
nothing
this...
good ever happens. You get all that sin in there.
Just guarantee you the preacher in Grimes County was talking about that the next time.
That's right.
Wonder how all this information was transferred.
I don't know. He said this was done by a drunken man by the name of Joe Urban. Mr. Milliken was there, left for his gun, returned a moment later with a six-shooter and a rifle in the company of William Maxfield with his rifle. Urban was then shot at 8 times.
Oh, more time would have been.
But only one rifle ball through his abdomen.
9 times.
So there you go.
Hmm.
That's from the 1859 New York Times talking about murder in Grimes County and Brazos County.
I bet that's front page stuff.
We hit the big time.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Best of the Brazos Molly Maid wishes to thank everyone for such a great year. Our home cleaning professionals work hard to provide the best cleaning service in the Brazos Valley. We take care of the baseboards, toilets, kitchen, everything you don't have time for. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust, friendly, thorough, and professional. Call Molly Maid today to find out how you can enjoy the best of the Brazos difference. 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700 or at mollymaid.com. Please vote for Molly Made again this year as your favorite cleaning company in the Brazos Valley. We appreciate it.
Well, here you go. Here's a senior prom that's really for seniors.
Yeah?
Yep. New York Post reports the 1943 graduates of James Hillhouse High School in New Haven, Connecticut had to cancel their prom. That's because a lot of them were going off to fight in World War II. A dozen members of the original graduating class organizing a do-over for next year.
Hey! Turn the music off! I can't hear it!
Turn it down, it's too loud.
Yeah, one of them, they'll be over there arguing about that.
What do you mean it starts at 3 o'clock? What do you think we are?
That's what you call a real senior prom. On this date in history,
I love this part.
1996, the Citadel voted to admit women.
Oh, that didn't go well.
How'd that go?
Yeah.
1997, Mike Tyson disqualified from that heavyweight fight because he bit Evander Holyfield's ear.
It's been 15 years.
It has been. And in 2003, eager to block telemarketing, 735,000 U.S. Americans registered for the first day of the Federal Trade Commission's new Do Not Call Registry.
And that ain't working too well.
It ain't. No, 3 years ago today, Billy Mays died at the age of 50.
There you go.
Da-da-da-da-da.
You hear about this? Louis C.K. is raking in the cash. He's decided to sell tickets to his show directly himself through his website, eliminating the middleman like Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought in $4.5 million in the first 45 hours of doing this. Sold 100,000 tickets just by eliminating Ticketmaster.
Yeah.